as we're sitting down now again for Kinnis. Firstly, we have to understand, why are we being Mekoinein? Avelus and the Churban, Avelus and the Golus, and the Golus Hashchina, Avelus and the Hester Ponim from Knesset Yisrael, is one of the basic Yesodas of all growth and ruchnius that a person has. Chazal made a very, very strong emphasis on the schar of someone who's properly misabel. The whole year round. And definitely during this tkufa, and definitely today on Tisha B'Av, specifically in Tana de Be'eliyahu, Chazal, Eliyahu HaNavi, emphasizes very strongly the greatness and the high madrega of someone who continuously is misabel. On the Churban and on the Richuk of Knesset Yisrael, Nehester Ponim, and the Tzara Shechina. And we find the opposite as well. Chazal criticized very strongly someone who's not misabel properly on the Churban, besides being worthy of punishment. We see Chazal tell us that Beitar, it's a very big, strong city, a city full of Talmid Chachomim, there was a lot of great dargus of Ruchnius going on in Beitar, was destroyed 52 years after the destruction of Yerushalayim. Chazal tell us the reason why Beitar was destroyed, also on Tisha B'Av, 52 years after the Churban Habayis, was because they were not misabel properly on Yerushalayim. They didn't feel, and they didn't feel in terrible pain from the fact that they didn't have a mikdash. They were mistapik with what they had. They were okay with their spirituality the way they were holding. Even on an individual level, we find if a person is not misabel properly on the Churban, not misabel properly on Golus HaShechina, as an individual, his whole Madrega Ruchnis is low. Chazal tell us one of the reasons why Acher went off from the right path, one of the reasons Chazal say what happened wrong to Acher was because he was Rogil B'Shirei Yevonim, which Rashi explains, a Chiddush, V'hoya lo lis'abel al Churban Habayis. These types of music, which could evoke Dveikus, and bring a person to closeness in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but then there's Nigunim, that evoke other emotions. And then there's neutral Nigunim, which are Nigunim of pleasure. Nigunim Yevonim, Rashi learns. What was wrong was he wasn't misabel. He didn't have a feel. He wasn't bothered by Churban Habayis. Person growing in spirituality, but not being disturbed by the lack of a Beis HaMikdash, not being disturbed, not bothering him. He's not being misabel on the Hester Ponim of Knesset Yisrael, on the Golus HaShechina, he can't grow in spirituality. And if he tries to grow in one area, in his Avodas Hashem, but in other areas, lacking in feeling the pain of Churban Abayis, he can chas v'shalom go off the derech. And meidoch, and even in a time of galus, and time of Hester Ponim, when a person is properly misabel, and he's properly connected to the way things should have been and could be, he remembers properly the madrega of Klal Yisrael, which we could achieve, which we can get to. That itself is a tremendous madrega. We find Rashi in his Akdoma to Shir Hashirim writes that the whole Sefer Shir Hashirim, which is Kodesh Kodoshim, expressing the tremendous ahava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael, and it's an expression of the tremendous ahava of Knesset Yisrael, Klal Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was written specifically for the time of Golos. As Rashi writes, Va'omer ani, Shiro Shloime Buruach HaKodesh, She'asidin Yisrael Liglois, Goylo Achar Goylo, Churbon Achar Churbon. Klal Yisrael were intended that if they go away from the right path, and Shloime Yisrael Buruach HaKodesh, that that's what's going to happen, they will go in a Goylo Achar Goylo, from one Golos to another Golos. They'll go from one Churban to another Churban, from one destruction to a greater destruction. And they will come in the Matzav of Golos, Lehis'oinein B'Golos Zeh, Al Kvoidom Harishoin. They'll come to yearn and to complain the lack of their first covet that they had. V'Lizkor Chiba Rishoino. And they will remember the first love that they had, Asher Hoyu Zguloloi, they were HaKadosh Baruch Hu's treasure, Mikolo Amim. And they will come to say, Loimar, Eilcho Voshuvo El Ishi Arishoin, I shall do tshuva, and I shall return to my first husband, Kitoivli Oz Me'ato. It was so much better for me then than it is now. V'yizkeru Es Chasodov, Ve'es Mo'alom Asher Mo'alom. They will remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed, and they will remember the ma'al, the betray, that they betrayed him. Ves ha-toivois asher omar loseis lohem ba'achris hayomim. And they will remember the goodness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised to them, that he'll give them back at the end of the days when they'll properly do tshuva and they'll come back to him. V'yosad sefer hazeh beruach ha-kodesh beloshein ishot sruro Almanus Chayus. Sheashim is written in the Loshon of Isha, who's an Almana in the lifetime of her husband. As we say in Eicha, Hoysoke Almana. Klal Yisrael is like an Almana. An Almana who knows that her husband is dead is one tragedy. But an Almana who knows that she's thrown out, and her husband is really hiding. He's back there. He's still around. They have potential to come back. That's hoysoke almono, Chazal tell us. Knesset Yisrael is similar to an almono, bezman hazeh. Mishtoikekes al bailo, yearns for her husband. Mishrapekes al doido, she enjoys remembering his love. Mazkere sahavas nu'ureo eilov. Umoida al pisho. She's moida, she admits on that which she was pesheya, that which she did wrong. Avdoido, her lover, tsarloi bitzarosa, he's pained from her pain. Umazkir chazde nu'ureo. Vino yofyo, vikishrin po'aleo. All her beauty of her actions, all her greatness of her spirit and who she is, what she is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu arouses that ahava on those that zikaron. Asher bohem nikshar imo, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was tied to her, to Klal Yisrael, to Knesset Yisrael, be'ahava azo. Lohoidio, and be through the hisairus of that remembrance. Kiloi mi libo ino. It wasn't his want to cause her all that pain. Veloi shilucheo shiluchin. And the divorce that he sent her away is not a true divorce. Ki oid hi ishtoi. Vehu isha. Vehu osud. Lo shuvei leo. We're still married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're still his beloved. We're still devoted to him. We view him as our lover. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still going to come back to us. This madrega of recognition can come through proper avelus and adarab. Shiashirim is not speaking about yet a time of the geula, rather the time of a churban, time of destruction, and time of a hester ponim. But by being in touch with the true havana of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's relationship with Klal Yisrael, and a Jew's tafkid in being davuk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and being misoinein what we don't have, crying and yearning for what we should have, that itself is a tremendous, tremendous madrega of dveikus. That's why Klemis Abel al Yerushalayim zoicha v'roi b'bin yonah. Reb Lezer Kalir begins the kinnis, the first kinnis, specifically the first kinnah from Reb Lezer Kalir. Is very, very deep. Every word has in it full ideas, and every sentence has ideas which stand on their own. He begins the kinnah with the word shavas. It all came to stand still. Churban Beis HaMikdash wasn't a specific one maisa, one lack the Klal Yisrael were lacking. It was something very symbolizing in their whole relationship between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which came to a stop. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us as a nation, not just a nation who's going to abide to the laws of the Torah. Rather, we're a nation where we have a tafkid of being a zgula, to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu's treasure. Torah and mitzvahs are a vehicle of a very, very intimate relationship that's supposed to exist between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The tafkid of a Jew is to live a life being davuk in Shechina. We say when we're miyached pamayim b'chol yoyim shem Hashem, we say Hashem Elokeinu. Kadosh Baruch Hu, with the tremendous ahava and the gilui hashgacha protis, we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Elokeinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzidoi is mashgiach on us with the hashgacha protis medugdekes. We, as the shleimus of the bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our tafkid is to live a life of connection. A life that we are totally connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every aspect of our life. Every detail of our life is a life of connection. Our lives have to be lives of Shivisei Hashem Lenegdi Samid. Every action that we do is an action of connection, of love, of closeness, of dveikus. Through the Mikdosh, Hashras Hashchin in Klal Yisrael, it was tangible in a way which was totally felt by every Jew the whole time. The tachlis, the ultimate purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim was that we should be a nation living with such a on such a madrega. As a nation and as every individual's life should be a life of dveikus and shechina, with a full recognition and feelings, 24/7, shvise Hashem l'negdi somit. Matan Torah is referred in Chazal like the erusin of Klal Yisrael Takodesh Baruch Hu, like the kiddushin. Yom Chasunosoi Zusinai. The day of Ashras Hashchina in Mishkan, Aleph Nisan, is Yom Simchas Liboy. It's referred to as the Nisuin, the actual marriage. The 890 years from when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mashri Hishchina and Aleph Nisan, and later they came into Eretz Yisrael 40 years later, and then went to Eretz Yisrael for 850 years with the Mishkan in Givon, in Noiv, in Shiloh, and later for 410 years Binyan Beis Olamim in Yerushalayim. It was a tkufa of a tremendous hiskashrus. Nevi'im, Nevuah. It was a kesher, there was an ongoing kesher with Klal Yisrael and Kodesh Baruch Hu in a madrega that there's no way that we can imagine. It's known for shame the Gro used to say, we cannot be masig the madrega of a Jew in the tkufa of the Bais. What the Gro was saying, he says, we could have a hasaga, the Gro could have had a hasaga. He's speaking about his madrega in Rishonim, in Amaroim. But to be masig the madrega of a Jew in the tkufa of the Bais, the Gro said, is impossible. And that's even by Sheni, which there was a lesser darga of Shechina. Allah has kama v'kama in the first 890 years in Bais Rishon and in the Mishkan, where the madrega of Shechina was so much greater. All that came to stand still, to stop at the Churban, Shavas. It all stopped. Again, the Gro, he had in the Derech Moshel, he was Mamshel, the difference between before the Churban to after the Churban. Knesset Yisrael before the Churban was like a person who's alive. After the Churban, like a person who's dead, and all is left is the shell of the body. That's what we are as Knesset Yisrael after the Churban. That Shavas. It all stopped. Came to stand still. Suru meni shimunu yoivrei. Schiu ma'ois hesimuni be'edrei chaveirai. Rabbi Kalir is pointing out a very, very unique nekuda, which we see at the time of the Golus, and already began instantly at the time of the Churban. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't just turn the tables when he created that hatred, that the Ummah Soylam hate us. It wasn't just that they came with the Taivas Nekoma, they came to destroy us. The punishment was that the Ummah Soylam should destroy us. It was much deeper. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in their hearts a hatred and a disgust to us as Jews. We find already in Mitzrayim, when Klal Yisrael tried to assimilate in the Mitzrayim, they said, Omnu Niyu Kamitzrim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu As the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Hofach Libom, Lisnei Amoy. As the Medrash says on those words, the Ahava, that the Mitzvim were Oyev the Jews, because of all that Yosef had done for the Mitzvim, Hofach Libom. That love, HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned over to absolute hatred. And as the Pasuk says, Vayakutsu Mipnei Bnei Yisrael. The Mitzrim were disgusted by the Jews. They looked at views like shkotzim, like cockroaches, like something which is mo'us. So they couldn't even look at a Jew. That hanhoga, as the Netziv writes, is a chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in times of the Golus. When a Jew doesn't act b'kedusha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't just punish him by bringing the goyim to destroy him, to attack him. They'll come to hate him in a hatred and they'll be repulsed by him. They'll view him as a fafluchte Yud, as a dirty Jew. They'll view him as vermin. They'll view him as shkotzim, as remosim. Schi umo'ois hesimuni be'edrei chaveirai. Srumeni shimunu yoivrai. Those who destroyed me, they didn't want to have to do anything. They didn't want to have to do with me. They weren't interested in me. Suru many. Schiu mo'os. As the Pasuk says, Chet chota Yerushalayim alkein lenida ho'yosa. Pushed away. The Umasoylem weren't interested in us. From a matziv where Klal Yisrael, before the Churban, were viewed as the most greatest, powerful, special nation, as the Pasuk describes in Eicha. No one believed b'chlal that a tzar v'oyev would ever be able to enter Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim was viewed as the greatest and the best, and it was something that the Mitzrayim had no hasoga in the greatness of a Yerushalayim, the greatness of what a Jew was. The tables totally turned to the absolute heifach hagomer, the hofach libam. The absolute opposite happened. Schiumoy says Simun be'edrei chaveirai. Sachoiso mishkan mischois dvirai. Kadosh Baruch Hu put a separation, a sukkah, between the mishkan mischois dvirai, between the mikdash shel malo and the mikdash shel mato. Chazal tell us on the posuk, mikdash Hashem koinenu yodecho, koinenu zeloshen rabin. Keneged the mikdash shel mato, there's a mikdash shel malo. The mikdash shel malo, Kadosh Baruch Hu has the kisei hakovod. Keneged mikdash Hashem koinenu yodecho, keneged the mikdash shel mato. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he allowed the Churban, when he brought about the Churban, it was al yedei that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a hefsek. The malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, continues. The kisei hakoved, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's malchus of the world, continues. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gilui kvoido yizborach will still come about through this world, no matter what. The Migdash Shel Malo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kisei HaKovoid, Mora Mirishoin, is still there. But that connection to the Migdash Shel Mato, which it was tangible, and that the connection to Klal Yisrael that was so clearly visible to them and to all the nations of the world through the Migdash, that was covered. And with that, Sakoiso, Vahuvlagu, Giboirai. The tremendous Giboirim that Klal Yisrael had, which was supernatural, both by Bayis Rishon, the descriptions we have in Chazal of the Gvura of the soldiers, and Tkuf of Bayis Rishon, and also in Bayis Sheni, a tremendous gvura. Al pi derech hateva, there was almost seemingly with the giburim, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael, there was no way that the Romans would have been able to destroy the city. Read in Josephus Flavius, in Sefer Yosifun, you see that his descriptions on tremendous, tremendous gvura and on the yiush, the ultimate despair that the Romans had from being able to conquer Yerushalayim. And he was being careful. He was writing this for the Romans. But even over there, you'll find descriptions how Titus was about to commit suicide out of total despair of not succeeding in conquering Yerushalayim. We find descriptions in Chazal and Bais Rishon how you had Giborim who stood on the tops of the walls of Yerushalayim, and when the enemy had thrown stones, also Bais Sheni, same descriptions. They shot stones, big boulders, to destroy houses in Yerushalayim from over the city. You had the Giborim standing on top of the Choymes. They used to jump, and they were able to catch those stones as they were being shot over and throw it back at the Romans. Boulders. Tremendous gvura. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave tremendous physical gvura to the warriors before the Churban. Reason being, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show the fall of Yerushalayim wasn't because that Klal Yisrael lacked an army. It wasn't because they lacked Giborim. It wasn't because they were a weak nation, they couldn't fight the Romans. It was because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a sakoisa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a sukkah, he put something in between the Migdash al-Mal and Migdash al-Mat, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was master ponov from Klal Yisrael. It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu who gave over the Jews to the hands of the Romans, to the hands of the Bavlim. Even in other situations, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it in a way which it's going to be nicker. It's going to be clear from the evidence, the way the Toichacha happens, that it was something heavenly. That it was Gzeir Min HaShemayim. As the Pasuk says, Eicha Yudof Echad Elef, Ushnaim Yonisa Revavo. How is it that one person, one enemy, could fight against 1,000 people and succeed? And two enemies, they could succeed against 10,000. Im Lo Kitzurom Mechorom V'Hashem Hizgirom. If not, it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu who handed them over to their enemy. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sold them out. Kitzurom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, their tzur, their rock, who they were strong and they were strong through him. Mecharom. He sold them out. Shem Yizgirom. The success of the Nazis in April 1940 was almost miraculous. Didn't make sense. Belgium, Holland, Norway, Sweden, France. 1 month, April, May 1940. Boom. All of Europe. A nation that 10 years beforehand, 15 years beforehand, were garnished. You needed 20 million marks to buy a loaf of bread. Miraculous success, crazy. It's now clear, looking back at HaKadosh Baruch Hu's running history, there's no natural understanding explanation. If not, it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu behind it all. Sakoisa, you made a schocha between Migdash and Mala. V'huv lugu giboirai. My giborim were destroyed. Sof kukaf, the nations of the world who came to destroy me. Sof kukaf, they clapped. The simcha. Umoadu evorai. The bones of Klal Yisrael that seemingly were giving us structure and strength all collapsed. Kisilo kolabirai. When they destroyed my giborim. Noflo. The city fell. Oidenu betzul dechuyo. Eini chigso lechazoin ben berechyo. Even at the time of Churban and Adarab, seeing the miraculous Churban brings about a yearning and a wait for the Chazoin of Ben Berechya, for the Nevuah of Ben Berechya, Oid Yeshu Iskenim Iskenis Berchavish Yerushalayim, who will all come back. Iskenim Erev Yomim Al Mishantom. Yerushalayim will be repopulated. And Kadosh Baruch will be Mashre Hishchin again in Yerushalayim. And we'll all come back. And Adarab, it's at the time of the Churban that we're able to appreciate that it will come back. Famous Chazal, the end of Masechta Makis, how Kadosh Baruch, how Rabbi Akiva and his Kenim came close to Yerushalayim. They were standing on a Har Tzoifim. And they saw the Mokim HaMikdosh. And observing from afar, they saw Shu'olim running around the Mokim of Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Chachomim began to cry. Rabbi Akiva asked them, "Why are you crying?" Rabbi Akiva was all excited. They asked him, "Rabbi Akiva, Pnei Matam Atzachik, why are you laughing? Why are you excited? What are you happy?" Rabbi Akiva says, "Why are you crying?" They said, what do you mean? The mokim that the Kodesh mokim of Kodesh HaKadoshim, that the Kohen Gadol was only able to go in once a year. And even then, he had to do the whole Seder of the Avodah. And if Chas V'Sholem, he had a Hesach Hadas, and he wasn't Mechavim Legamrei B'Taharu of the Kedusha, what he was supposed to be Mechavim, he died instantly on the spot. And in this Mokim HaKodesh, Shu'olim Ar Mahalich there, the Churban is Noir of Oyim. Rabbi Akiva told them, "Adarabba, mipnekach ani metzachek. It's because I see the kium of the Nevu of the Churban down to its finest detail. It's voida li'edin re'amonim," the Pasuk says. Adarabba, the Nevuah of Tzion Sodeti Choresh, that Tzion, the Mokim HaMikdash will be plowed like a field, and it will come to a situation that it will be desolate in ways that foxes and animals which generally dwell only in desolate places, that will dwell there. The Churban is total. We see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ashgocha Protis in bringing about the Churban. I am muftach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Havtochus of Nechomet Klal Yisrael will be Mekuyim as well. The Chazoin Ben Brecha Vod Yeshu V'Zkenim V'Zkenis B'Chovis Yerushalayim V'Nishonim Al Nishamta Me'Rav Yomim. They'll live good, long, special lives. Will be Mekuyim again. It will all return. When you see the shleimus of the Churban down to its finest detail, you understand Kadosh Baruch Hu's Havtochas will happen. There's a purpose for all the Churban. The Churban and all of the Charein Af has a purpose behind it. And the purpose will ultimately, Kadosh Baruch Hu's Rotzen Hashem Hiteyos, Kadosh Baruch Hu's Rotzen will happen. If there's a Churban, if there's destruction, it's because there's an ultimate purpose behind it. Kadosh Baruch Hu has a plan. And that plan is going to happen. Churban Stam doesn't happen. It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do it as a way of nekama. None of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's as horrible punishments as they are, and Adarabah, the more horrible the punishment is, we can appreciate them more, that they're coming from Hashem. It's not derech nekama. It's a derech of a father who wants his children to come back, and he has a plan for them, how to bring them back. Famous Zohar in Parshas Bechukosai. The Zohar says as follows: Ve'im Bechukosai Timosu, it's on the parish of the Churban. Rabbi Yosi Posach, Musar Hashem bni al timas, v'al tekoiz b'toychachtoi. The Musar of Hashem bni. Don't go away from it. And don't feel a kotz that it's hard for you to look at the toichecha. How great is the chavivus of Israel by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Kadosh Baruch Hu boi lo ichucha lehu uledabra lehu boirach mishor. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to give them toichecha and punishments and to set them straight on the right path. Ka'abo derochim lebrei, like a father who loves his son. Umegei rochimu dilei legabei, and from his love of his to his son, sharvito biyodei todir. He holds the whip in his hands the whole time. Ledabro lo bo'erach mishor, in order to keep him in the on the right path. Dilo yaste liyomino velesmolo, he shouldn't go off to the right or to the left. That's what the pasuk says. Kis asher ye'av Hashem yechiach uchaav es ben yirtze. Uman deloy rochim leikod shabrichu v'soni lei. Those who HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't love and he hates them. Solik minei toichecho. He doesn't give them toichecho. He doesn't care about them. Solik minei sharvita. He doesn't keep his whip next to them. The more horrific we see the destruction is, the worse we see the charein af is, the more we understand that there'll be a geula, there'll be a nechama. There's a purpose. We understand that Kadosh Baruch Hu's love to us, and there's a purpose behind it all. The pasuk says, "Rak eschem yodati mikol mishpachoy so adoma." It is only you who have a relationship from all the nations of the world. Al Kain, and therefore, Efkud Aleichem as Kol Avin Eseichem, I will be poiked on you, all of your anvoinos. The more horrific of a destruction that we see, the greater we understand that there's a purpose behind it all. And there's an ultimate love and a yearning of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring us back and to set us on the right path. The pasuk Eicha concludes with the pasuk Ki imoyis ma'astonu kotzafta oleinu ad ma'oid. Medrash Eicha, the medrash on that pasuk says, if there's me'isa, leis leis savar, there's no hope. If there's k'tzifa, is leis savar. If there's k'tzifa, is the expression of rage. Ketzef is the anger when it's expressed in its strongest form, rage. If there's ktzifa, there's hope. If there's just me'isa, Kadosh Baruch Hu is repulsed and disgusted and lets go of Klal Yisrael, there's no ktzifa. There's no ktzifa. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't care about the Indians, all the Hindus. Whatever happens to them, happens to them. They're off. They never were. They have no shaykhs, they have no potential, they'll never get anywhere. Meidach Klal Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu's loved ones. Efkoid Aleichem is called Avnei Seichem. If we see Ktzifa, we see such horrific destructions and churban and holocaust in the most non-imaginable ways. Adarab, it shows us and tells us if there's Ktzifa, there's hope. If there's expressed rage and anger, we know that there's hope. There's a purpose. There's a reason. That's the posuk. Rak eschem yodati mikol mishpachos adomo. It's only you who have a relationship from all the nations of the world. Al kein efkod aleichem is kol avinu seichem. That's why Rav Akiva was mitzachik. This mokoim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it so desolate, ad kidei kach, that shu'olim hilchu boy, animals which are only found in desolate places are dwelling there. Adarabba, that tells us that we'll ultimately come back. It's all happening. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan will ultimately come to its fulfillment. He'll bring us back. We'll come back. And we'll come to the, back again. Tod Yeshu is Kenim is Kenis Bechorvis Yerushalayim. Ad Pile Gilgal Chavuyon. This is all happening at a time. And this yearning for Chazon Ben Berechia, when the Pile Gilgal are hidden. At the time of Churban, the time of destruction, we see the Umas Olam destroying the Giborim. Klal Yisrael yearn, they remember the Pilei Gilgal, the Ploys, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought them to Eretz Yisrael. At Gilgal, that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought about the tremendous victory of Yehoshua, when Avonim Gdoilis fell down from the Shomayim, killing the enemies in a miraculous way. Chazal tell us that when Yeshua was manif his yad and he stopped the boulders from coming down, all the boulders that were left on the way are still waiting there in the future. At the time of Geula, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'melchemes goy gumogoy, they'll ultimately reach their purpose, will be able to come to the Geula through the Hemshech of the rest of those stones will fall on the Oyvei Yisrael in the future. Klal Yisrael, a time of destruction, they remember. They have a Chazon Ben Berechia that they're suddenly remembering. They're remembering, oy, there's an ultimate purpose for all of this Churban. And they're remembering, it wasn't this way 850 years ago, when Yeshua came into the Eretz Yisrael with tremendous miraculous victories and successes. They see the destruction, they understand that ultimately they'll be back. Together with remembering the Pilei Gilgal, which is Chavuyo, it's hidden. Eini Moileles. My eyes are in pain because of Yevonis Nechuya, because I was lamed through Yevonis. There's different. There's two basic mahalchim here in the Rishonim understanding this. Whether a Shiva always explains it, is like the Malchim Rishonim that's referring to Bayisheni. The Medrash says how Klal Yisrael was lamed through Chochma Yevonis. Between the descendants of Rab Gamliel, the Medrash tells us in Medrash Eicha, there was a split. Hundreds of them went to pure Limud HaTorah to become the greatest in the Sanhedrin, the G'dolei Ador. Then there were other hundreds of them who, besides learning Torah, they also learned Chochmah Yevonis. Being the fact that they were from the house of the Nasi, who is similar to the Melech Yisrael of the Tkufa, there were those who had a mahalach of gam mizeh al tanach yodecho, together with limud haTorah, they'll raise their children to be chachamim chachma yevonis, which was the chachma that the Romans treated with great respect. The Romans, whatever intellectual chachma they had, was all trying to copy the yevonim. That's why whatever we have still from Yavon, so to speak, in the world today, is whatever the Romans try to take from the Yevonis. So at that time, when the Romans were in control, and the Beis Rabbi Gamliel, they were the politicians, so to speak, besides the G'dolei Ador, Tamir Chachom from Beis Rabbi Gamliel, who talked to the Klal Yisrael, they were also the Manhigim who had to stand and deal with the Romans. So there were many children who were raised with Chochmah Yevonis. And Chazal tell us that all the schools of those descendants of Rabbi Gamliel who studied Chochmah Yevonis in Beitar were all destroyed. And more than that, Chazal saw that the reason of this destruction was because we were lamed by Chochmah Yevonis. It was because the wrong attitude that existed towards Chochmah Yevonis. Chochmah Yevonis was treated with respect, was treated with treated in a way that should not have been treated. It should never have been treated with the respect that it was given. The Rosh Yeshiva always speaks out. Ultimately, the churban that comes out throughout the generations from that misinterpretation of the understanding of the Chochmas HaTorah, not giving it its proper respect, and being in any way being able to compare other Chochmas, Chochmah Yevonis specifically, to Chochmas HaTorah, it lames us. It makes us wounded. The reason for the Churban was Al Ozvam Es Torosi, giving other Chochmas respect, treating it as if it could bring goodness to Klal Yisrael from it, it lames us, it ruins us, it wounds us. We're wounded from Chochmah Yevonis. Eini mori leles because of bi Yevonis nechuya, because I was lamed through Chochmah Yevonis. Also, v'nicham, v'yikro la b'chiyah. Kadosh Baruch Hu brought about the Churban. V'nicham. And he called for crying. V'nam al eile ani b'chiyah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we find after the Churban, we have a lashon of v'nicham. And he called for crying. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond what we view as nechama, as charata, as regret. Le'elam kol b'chosa v'shirosa tush b'chosa v'nechamosa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is le'ela from the simple understanding of nicham, what we have by human beings. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls for destruction and he makes destruction, together with that, but there's a midah and hanhaga of nicham, which is churban has to happen, and churban happens. But Kadosh Baruch Hu, with the churban, cries kivyochol as misnachem on the churban, because the hanhaga has to be and is that churban is an interim, it's a tkufa to bring about the ultimate purpose. So therefore, at the time of a Churban, there has to be an Hanaga of Bechi. Of, this isn't the way it should be. If the ultimate purpose of Churban is just that it should stay that way, like by Zdoim and Amoira, there's no Bechi on what happened by Zdoim and Amoira. There's no Nicham. But over here, by the Churban of Yerushalayim, also the Nicham. Like we find by the Ramabu. The Pasuk says afterwards that what? Because there's a purpose of humanity in this world, and there's not supposed to be ultimate destruction. The circumstances of the Chatoim of the Ramabu demanded that they should be destroyed. But there was a Nicham. And therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu saved Noach. When there's a future, there's a Hanog of Nicham. Vayikr la-Bechiyah. Vayikr la-Bechiyah is that Kodesh Baruch Hu calls to us, calls to other Malachim, cry. Kivyochla Kodesh Baruch Hu himself cries. Kodesh Baruch Hu won't allow this situation to just be taken and accepted. It's not acceptable, destruction. Richuk from HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't just be tolerated. We have to cry. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kore LaBechiyah. He makes the Malachim cry. He makes all the Sarei HaOlam, the Manhigei HaOlam, the Bria itself cries. The Bria itself can't continue properly. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Al Eila Ani Boichiyah. The Bechi is very clear. What's the reason? It's on Klal Yisrael. Golus HaShechina, destruction of Yerushalayim, the Mikdash. Al Pnei Pros Nuvtzu Chasideho, Palgis Uv Zochro Keiru Yisoideho. Chazal tell us that when Nebuzradon took the Goylim from Eretz Israel, he didn't let them rest. He told Nebuzradon, told all of his generals, keep them on the go. Don't let them to rest. Chas v'shalom, he was afraid if they'll stop and they'll rest and they'll begin to cry, they'll do tshuva, and they might come back. Kodesh Baruch Hu might allow them to come back. The first time they were allowed to rest was when they reached the Nahar Pros. They reached the Nahar Pros. That's the river which borders with Bavel. For the first time on the way, they were allowed to settle and to rest. Chazal tell us a few things that happened over there at Nahar Pros. One of the things is, when they reached the Nahar Pros, they drank from the waters of the Pros. And Chazal tell us, more Jews died from the drinking of the Nahar Pros than died from the time of the Churban. So the physical explanation is, since the waters were different than the waters from Yerushalayim, and the physical matzav of Klal Yisrael at the time, they drank the waters and they died from the change of the type of waters. Shiva speaks out always, there's something very symbolic that happened over there. Kodesh Baruch Hu brought about that destruction from the drinking of the waters of Pros. Water is the source of life. And it's always viewed, when you refer to waters, as that's the Sheresh HaChaim of that Mokum. Therefore, let's say, in Lahalocha, it has its expressions. When you write a city, the description of a city, let's say in a get, has to be you have to write the name of the city. Hayosheves al, on what's its water source. A water source is the definition of the Makor Chaim of a place, and that defines what the place is. So too, in a Derech Moshel, water always defines is the Sher Shachaim of that Mokoim, and it's the Sher Shachaim in the cultural, spiritual sense of that nation. We find, we just had now in the Haftarah of, now in the Gimel, the second Haftarah of Gimel Tepurnus, we had Haftarah, Shkshnaim Roisos Uatz, Ami, Ki Oisi Ozvu Mekor Maim Chaim, Lachtsov Lem Boris Nishbor, Masher Lo Yochilu HaMaim. Maim always refers to, so to speak, the culture of that Mokoim. It's a derech moshel of the culture of the place. Bin choytzev boiris nishborim, asher lo yochilu mayim. Whereas the pasuk over there also describes, malochem, to go to Mitzrayim, lishtois me shichor, to go drink the polluted waters of the shichor. It's not referring to the simple physical waters of the shichor. It's what are you going to be part of a culture of the Mitzrayim, to go be contaminated by their polluted waters. When the pasuk refers to going digging boiris that don't have water, it's going to places that don't have any Makor Chaim to it, and you're going to look for Makor Chaim there. By drinking from Meshichar, from Mitzrayim, those waters, not only don't they give sustenance, they're polluted. The Mayim of Pros killed in Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael were coming to a nation which, as we'll see later in the Kinnis, they were shofel, they were empty, they were an Am Shofel Moed, the Bavlim. They developed a culture. 40 years before Churban HaBayis, suddenly Bavel became a Gansa nation. As we'll say in the Pirate will later say, Ato Kalim Hechbadeto. You made suddenly this empty Kal nation, a nation of, that they were Mechubed. They developed a Gansa culture. They developed their cultures. Klal Yisrael reaching the Pros, they came to the banks of the river, which was now the border of Bavel. They drank from their waters. Drinking from the waters was symbolic of wanting, okay, Eretz Yisrael is destroyed, Mikdash is destroyed, Klal Yisrael is divorced, thrown out. We'll become part of the culture going on over here in Bavel. We're brought to Bavel. They reached Bavel. They were allowed to rest at the banks of the river Pros. They drank from the waters. They decided we'll become part of this culture. We'll try to get whatever we can get from this nation, from this land. Al pnei Pros nuftzu chasideo. More people were killed and died on the banks of the river of the Pros, drinking from the Pros river, taking in from the Bavel culture, from the culture of the Ummah Sa'ilam, wanting to assimilate and to become part of that culture, then were destroyed in Yerushalayim. Al pnei Pros nuptzu chasideo. Palgei suf zochro ke'eru yisoideseh. Palgei suf, the splitting of Yam Suf. Klal Yisrael remembered ke'eru yisoideo. When the Mikdash was destroyed and its foundations were revealed. What happened at Yam Suf? Something much, much greater than a miraculous salvation of the Jews from the Mitzrayim happened. The Pasuk says, Chazal explained the Pasukim, there was a Gidush Shechina that happened at Yam Suf. It was on the Madrega, Vayar Yisrael Sayod HaGdoyla Asher Osa Hashem B'Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael saw the Yad HaGdoyla. And as Chazal tell us, and we say in Haggadah, they saw much greater Gilui in Yam Suf 5 times greater than the 10 makos. Kamaloku be'etzba was 10 makos, and we make the whole cheshbon over there. Yamsuf was 5 times more than the gilui. Kani Hashem bekerev ha'aretz that was nizgalet through the makos, as the psukim describe in Parshas Va'era and Boy. And each makos brought about another gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashgacha. Yamsuf was 5 times more than that. And they came to a tremendous madrega. Yamsuf itself, Chazal, the pasuk says in the Shira, Klal Yisrael said, "Ze keli vanveyu elokeyavi v'arei memenu," which Chazal tell us, "Ra'asa shivcha layom, mashilero Yecheskel ben Buzi miyamov." Yecheskel ben Buzi, we saw the greatest nevuas of Gilui Shechina, the first prokim of Yecheskel, the Ere, Samare, saw the Kisei with Gilui Kved Hashem, Kodesh Kodesh Hashem, Baruch Kved Hashem Im Koimoy. He saw the greatest Giluim of Gilui Shechina. Shivcha Layom saw greater than him. And actually, she was able to point with a finger and say, Zekei Livan Veyu. Tinoik, in the hands of his mother, was able to say, Zekeli. He saw Gilui Shechina in front of him. Klal Yisrael said Shira on the Yam. And in their Shira, they described, and they said, that the ultimate purpose is Ad Yavar Amcha Hashem, Ad Yavar Amzu Koniso. You made a kinyan on us as a nation. Tivi'eimoi v'sita'eimoi b'har nachloscho. Mochin eshivtecho po'alto Hashem. Migdash Hashem koininu yodecho. Hashem yimloich lo'elam vo'ed. They realized the relationship that was beginning between them and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gidu Shechina, and that special connection. And in the Shira they said, Tivi'eimav sita'eimav b'har nachlascho, mocha in the shivtecho. This gilui will continue forever through the Migdosh, through the Shechina. Migdosh Hashem koininu yodecho, through the Migdosh shel ma'ala loshen rabim, and the Migdosh shel mata, that you created with your hand. Hashem yimloich lo'ilam v'ed. Hashem's malchus will continue forever. The gilui malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they came to realize, is through the connection that they have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Gidu Shechina. They began to realize the relationship, the new type of relationship that was beginning then, of that tremendous connection of his galus and closeness of Shechina. They realized this is the haschala. Ultimately, at the time of the Churban, Pal Gesuf Zochro Keiru Yesodeo. When the Yesodifs of the Mokim HaMikdosh were revealed, when the building was being destroyed, they remember the Pal Gesuf. They suddenly had tremendous yearning and oyvei, what's happening? We were supposed to be a nation with the Mikdosh. What's going to be now? Is that going to stop? We're not going to have that anymore. They suddenly began to realize that which began at Yamsuf, that connection, that Dveikus, that Ashras Ashchina, what's happening? Pal Gisuf Zochro Keiru Yisadel. Pachad Chet Shiloi Tokaf Seideho. The Pachad of the Chet of Shiloi was Tokev, those who understand the secrets of Klal Yisrael. What was Shiloi? The Mishkan Shiloi stood for over 300 years in its proper time. Mikdosh, the Mishkan in Shiloi, was a vehicle of Ashras Hashchina, which even was a substitute for the Malchus on that level. At that tkufa, Klal Yisrael were not looking for a melech, an adarabba. They looked that Malchus was something which was lacking in their dveikus and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When Klal Yisrael at the time of Shiloh turned to Gidoin, who was the Mashiach Yisrael, the Shefet Yisrael at the time, and they told him, Ata Timloi Choleinu, you become our melech. Gidon was a tzaddik. What did Gidon answer them? No, I will never be your melech. Hashem is your melech. At that time, the level of Shechina was so strong, any other malchus, even if it was a melech of a tzaddik, was viewed as being a stira to the ultimate dveikus of Hashem Elokeichem Malkeichem. At later, when there was a bit of a deterioration in their matzav, and they asked for a melech for the wrong reasons, they asked Shmuel. Shmuel was horrified. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, it's time for them to have a melech, Basar Vadom. Shiloh was at a prime tkufa of Klal Yisrael. Hashras HaShechina in Shiloh was at a tkufa when through that Hashras HaShechina they were dovek in Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem Elokeichem was their melech. What happened? They didn't appreciate properly the Avodah. The sons of Eli HaKoyen, they were mezalzel in the Avodah. They treated the korbanos in a mundane way. Klal Yisrael didn't appreciate properly the Shechina. There was the chait at the time of Avodah Zarah, which existed on some level, and a very, very strange level. Wasn't the nation at whole was on a very high madrega. But there were if the Avodah Zarah, there was the Pesel Micha. A whole strange type of Avodah Zarah, a strange Pesel. Klal Yisrael were very strong in Chesed and Micha. Get into that whole tkufa of history. But there was a chait Shiloh. There was a chait that brought about the destruction of Chiloh. Of Shiloh, which was two things. The chait was the Pesel Micha and the Ovoin of Bnei Eli, who treated the Avodah in a mundane way. Klal Yisrael suddenly remembered, they came to Tokaf Soideho, the chait of Shiloh. At the time of Shiloh, Shiloh was destroyed. When Shmuel told Eli HaKoyen in the Nevuah he got that Shiloh will be destroyed, it's referred to in the Pasuk as Kol Shemea Titzalna Oznov. Whoever heard about the destruction that was going to happen to Shiloh, his ears were ringing. Titzalna Oznov. It was so shocking that such a thing could exist. Kadosh Baruch Hu's Mishkan will be destroyed? And the answer is yes. If Klal Yisrael is not worthy, then Kadosh Baruch Hu says, there will not be a Mishkan. If we don't do our part of the Avodah properly, if we treat the Avodah in a mundane way, or if we don't appreciate the proper dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we can go look for Chas V'Shalom, other things like a Pesel Micha, then we don't deserve a Mishkan. And the Mishkan was destroyed. Shiloh was destroyed. And just like Shiloh was destroyed, the Mikdash Hashem in Yerushalayim, the Mikdash Elomim, the Binyan Kavua, was also destroyed. And that was when the Eru Yisoydeo, when the Yisoydes went to Nisgal at the time of the Churban, Pachat Chet Shiloh Tokaf Soydeo. They realized, if we're not worthy of a Mikdash, it will be taken away, just like when we weren't worthy of the Mishkan, it was taken away. Potzu Chazire Ya'ar Ayei Chasideho. And Tzion, out of ultimate Yeush, Persa Tzion Biyadeho. Rabbi Elazar Kalir describes at the time of the Churban, something horrific happened. Chazire Yar, the Pasuk in Tehillim refers to the destroyers of the Mikdosh as the Chazirim of the Yar. chazer is viewed as the most low animal, very low animal. It is a chazir yar, totally wild. In Azus and Chutz, but these chazir yar, they will potsu aye chasideho. Where are their chasidim? Potsu masi eriol inideh. But this Kalir over here is referring to the Chazal. Chazal tell us that when the Chazir Yar came into the Kodesh HaKodoshim, they saw the Kruvim on top of the Oren. They saw the Kruvim not only were facing each other, that was the greatest Madrig of Gilui of Ahava, but they were much more. They were embracing each other. So those disgusting Chazir Yar, when they saw the Kruvim, they began cheering. And they took the Kruvim out into the streets. And they took the Kruvim and they paraded with the Kruvim in all of their cities. And what did they say? They say, ah, you thought about these Jews, that they're a holy nation? Look, this is the dmus. This is the idol that they have in their most holiest place. They were showing off as if the Jews, they're lowlifes like us. What's the dmus? They have a kruvim, and they're mu'urim zebizeh, hugging each other. A dmus that they described it, and they showed it off as being a maisei area. A maisa of znus. The Jews have an idol of znus in their Kodesh HaKadoshim. And they asked, Aye chasideo. We thought they were chasidim. We thought they were so holy. And who are they? They're lowlifes like us. The most disgusting part of a churban expresses itself in such a type of matzev that Kodesh Baruch Hu allows. He allows Klal Yisrael to be trampled in a way that the bizoyon of the true chassidim of Klal Yisrael, the bizoyon that comes about in the churban is how the Umas HaOlam, these chazirim, they could come and they could say, oh, they're like us, they're no better than us, Maisei Eriol and Ideo, they take out the kruvim, the greatest symbol of Tahar and Kedusha of Dveikus of Klal Yisrael and Shechina, and Adarabba. They use that as a chilul HaKedusha to bring about a horrific zilzul in the chassidim of Klal Yisrael, in the great madrigas of Klal Yisrael. Potsu chazi yar ayi chassideo. Potsu masi eriol in nideho. Tzion is in despair. We don't have what to say in such a matzev. Perso, Tzion, Klal Yisrael in such a matzev. This horrific yush. Together with that yush is a tikkun. When Klal Yisrael realize, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, if you don't hold up your level of Kedusha properly, don't think that because you have a Mishkan, you have a Migdash, that it will all continue. You have to be worthy of a Mishkan. You have to be worthy of a Migdash. You have to be worthy to be held throughout the world in high esteem. If you're not going to be worthy, I'm going to destroy the Mishkan. The Mishkan HaEdus, which was a Mishkan of the love of Klal Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love to Klal Yisrael, will be destroyed. That Mishkan, which symbolizes the highest madrega of Klal Yisrael, will be destroyed in a way you will be viewed as being a low nation. That high esteem, unless you're worthy of it, it won't be kept up. The nations of the world would treat you like garnishes. They'll be mezalzel in you, unless you're deserving of it. Al harzioin tzodu shoinei medonai. An harzioin, the enemy came together to plan my destruction. Tzofu al roishi zedoinai. The Zedonim, they washed over me. It was a planned plan. Chazal tell us how, both in times of the Bavli men and times of the Romans, as they began the destruction, in times of the Bavlim, it was on Zion of, they conquered the Mishkan, the Mikdash. They set in the Azara, and they made plans of destruction. It wasn't just an impulse of destruction. It was a planned destruction. They stood there, Chazal tells that they made merry. They were in the Mishkan, in the Mikdash for 2 days. They had a whole party planning the destruction of the Mishkan, of the Mikdash, and in Klal Yisrael. That's why there's Dinei Avelus, which are stronger, that begin on Zion, as the Poskim bring, because that was the day when the Bavlim, they began partying in the Mikdash, as making a party of a plan of destruction. The destruction wasn't just an impulsive destruction. It was a planned destruction. It shows the Charein Af is greater. Kadosh Baruch Hu hands us into the hands of a nation that destroys us, not stam, in an impulsive way. They destroy us in a planned, detailed way. They'll make conferences. They'll discuss the Jewish problem. They'll get together in Wannasee. They'll have a whole conference with hundreds of delegates. And they'll plan a final solution. It was a planned. It shows, it's an expression of punishment of how great the Charein Af is. Al Hartzion, Tzodu Shoine Medonai, Tzofu Al Roishi Zedonai, Tzomsu Benoiv, Lamoid Zedonai. In the Mefarshim over there's different explanations. Roshiva generally says, the Mahalach, the Medrash says, how at the time of the Churban, Noiv, which is, there was a place where they got together to plan the battles, the destruction of Yerushalayim. Tzoak Ami Bibei Ben Dinai Tzadiku Hashem. Who is Ben Dinai? Chazal tell us that 30 years before Churban HaBayis, there was a very powerful gangster, Churban HaBayis by Sheini, a very powerful gangster by the name of Eliezer Ben Dinai. He terrorized the country. He was one of the leading forces behind the Briyonim to get them to revolt against the Romans. But he himself was a gangster, a horrific Reitzeach. He had tremendous power. Ad Kedekach, 10 years beforehand, he was the Hemshech of that whole gang of gangsters. Chazal tell us that the Sanhedrin left Lishkas Agozis because Rabu Roitzchim. They didn't want to be in a matzav that they'd have to be down Roitzchim. So they left. Sanhedrin was goyle from Lishkas Agozis that they shouldn't be able to be down din in a foshes. If they would be done din in a foshes, Chazanish explains, it would be viewed as them being also a type of, there were too many rotzchim, in a way that anyone who would be done din in a foshes would also be viewed, even if it would be a Sanhedrin, that they're shaykh to, that they have to do with killing people. And in such a matzav, with such a hefker, Chazal said, felt that there was no breira. They had to leave Lishkas Agozis, that they should be potter from being dandin in Nefoshes, because they were Rabu Rotzchim. It was a terrible tkufa. Tzoak Ami b'mei ben dinai tzadiku Hashem. Rashiv explains here always, there's a tremendous yisod. There's many times when there's very bad leaders who take charge of what's going on in Klal Yisrael. At the time, before the Churban, it was a Ben Dinai. He terrorized Klal Yisrael. He brought about very bad destruction. B'imei Ben Dinai, what did Klal Yisrael do? L'ya'omer l'shvochem Klal Yisrael, a Jew, when he sees a bad leader, he doesn't blame the leader. You're not supposed to say, well, this leader, he's what's causing the destruction. It might be true that through him, destruction is happening. But Tzak Ami Bimei Ben Dinai Tzadiku Hashem. The ultimate true response that we have to have when we see Rishoyim succeeding, when we see Rishoyim taking control, is to realize they're in control because HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows them to be in control. They're part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan for the punishment of Klal Yisrael and the ultimate tikkun of Klal Yisrael. And this could be, and this is true, all Rishoyim who take control at different times of history, at different matzavim. We have to realize, if there's a Rosh who is controlling, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu put him there. Be it Eliezer ben Dina in his tkufa, or be it whoever in different tkufas, in could be in the tkufas of could be today's tkufa Netanyahu, or it could be in the tkufa of a Lodz Ghetto Chaim Mordechai Rumakovsky, or it could be any leader, Russia, who's we suffer from his rishus. We have to realize the reason he's there is because Tzadiku Hashem. If we would be worthy, we would be zoicha. Ashiva Shiftaich Kiva Rishoin of Yatzaich Kivat Chila Vazikarloch Irat Sedek Kiryone Mono. And when we don't have that, it's because Hashem HaTzadik. It's part of the punishment that we have, which will ultimately bring about the tikkun of Klal Yisrael, bring us to tshuva, and bring us to come back to Him. Ato Kalim Hichbadito Umei Edri. Umayedri Ermuni. You took Kalim, the Bavlim, who were not considered a respectful nation, Bechlau. You made them respectful. Hichbadeto. You made them a chubit. Chazal tell us, Hameitzer li Yisrael nasa rosh. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't hand Klal Yisrael over into a nation which is low. Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he punishes Klal Yisrael, he punishes them through respectful, powerful nations. Nebuchadnezzar was given tremendous, tremendous power. He ruled the whole world. His nation, which was a nothing of a nation in history, in previous history beforehand, when Kadosh Baruch Hu chose that he would be the one that he'd be allowed to destroy Klal Yisrael and to be Magle Yisrael to Bovel, he made them a chubit. He raised them to power in a very mechubitic way. Umei Edri Ermuni. They made me Orum from my mechubadika clothing. Clothing is referred to as Mani Mechabduse. The Gemara tells us the definition of clothing, it's Mechabid, the wearer, the person. A person is Mechubid through his clothing. B'derech Moshel, Klal Yisrael, they were held in very high esteem. Came the Umois, Kadosh Baruch Hu made the Umois be the most respectful nations. Not only did they destroy me, but they did something much, much greater. Me'edri Ermuni. They made me naked from my beautiful clothing, from my mechubadus. As I mentioned before, part of the punishment is not only the destruction itself, but the whole esteem, the high esteem, the way Klal Yisrael was held but in the world, was totally destroyed. They took off my mechubadika clothing. They lowered my esteem. Kerav to boy elai vayachrimuni. You brought them close to me, and they absolutely put me in chayrim. They destroyed me, and they put me, made me totally desolate. Karasi liyoshve givayin. I called to the nations, other nations of the world. I called the yoshve givayin. You help me against the Bavliim. Oidhem zer muni. Adarabba, they helped the Bavlim destroy me, to wash me out. Koyli la'ashmiya ba'arov higrumuni. I called out to the Arabs. Chazal tell us that the Yoshvei Arov, as the Jews were being goyled to Bavel, they responded suddenly. The call that the Jews had called out, that Tzidkiyahu HaMelech sent out to Givon, to Arov, to come help me against the Bavliim, they came. But how did they come? They came with Noides Nefuchim, with Meluchim. They came, they served the Jews, they gave the Goylim as they were walking, they gave them to eat very salty food. They became very, very thirsty. And then they gave them Noides Nefuchim that they ultimately bit into to drink the. They thought that it was full with water, it was full with polluted air. That they took it in, and the Chazal tell us that many, many Jews died from the polluted Noides Nefuchim that they were given by the Yoshvei Arov, who came out to greet them, so to speak, as they were being taken to Golus Bavel. Koroili lashmiya ba'arov higrumuni. Kumi avoyri ba'hotel ha'erimuni. They called out to me, come, pass by us. We'll give you to eat, to drink. Bahosel, they fooled us. Karasi lema'avai, heimarimuni. I called out to those who I thought loved me. They tricked me. They fooled me. When Kadosh Baruch Hu brings a destruction to Klal Yisrael, even if it's specifically by a specific nation, together with that, he brings about that all the neighboring nations, all the nations we thought were friendly, they all turn against me. Some of them join those who destroy me. Others are mahatel bi. They fool me. They smile to me as if they care for me, and they really don't. Others join up with them, like Yoshvei Givon, to actually zermuni, to actually kill me. And others in treacherous ways. They trick me, like the Yoshvei Arov. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't just hand over Klal Yisrael into a nation, into one specific nation. When the Germans came, it wasn't just the Germans. Suddenly, something went on in history. None of the nations of the world cared about the Jews. The Poles joined up with the Germans. The Lithuanians, Jews of Lithuania were killed by the Lithuanians, and the Polish joined the Germans. All these different nations joined up with my destroyers to destroy me. Nations who even seemingly seemed as if they cared. Bahotel, they fooled me. They smiled. They never got down to do anything. They bombed a factory 8 kilometers, 5 miles away from Auschwitz, but they wouldn't bomb Auschwitz. Bahotel, herimuni. Korosinu ma'avai. Heimarimuni. They lied to me. If we're not worthy, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to destroy us. Kadosh Baruch Hu shows us, don't count on anyone. They're not going to be there for you. If it's my plan to bring Churban, it's going to happen. Nadarabba, if it's your assimilation and you're wanting to drink and be part of their cultures, to drink from their waters, be part of their culture, they'll turn all against you. Don't think that they're going to stick up for you. They're going to want you. Ruach HaPeinu was Yeshua HaMelech, which we'll see in the kinnis later, we'll discuss more about Yeshiyahu. Yeshiyahu was referred to Ruach HaPeinu, Mashiach Hashem. When the Mitzrayim fought in battle, they decided that they're not going for anyone but Yeshiyahu himself. L'tevach, they'll go straight for Yeshiyahu HaMelech, L'tevach Shomaru, the greatest tzaddik of the door, the Melech of the door. Ro'iso ki ketanur areinu chamaru. At the time of the Churban, the Pasuk describes how the skin of the Jews darkened from hunger, from starvation. The Churban wasn't just, the punishment wasn't just a straight punishment of immediate destruction. It was a schlepped out. It was with a lot of detail. Tremendous, tremendous pain over an extended period. And it had many, many aspects to it. It was with a detailed cheshbon, a midah keneged midah. Areinu chamaru, the pasuk describes, is one specific detail lemaisa of the extent of how far they suffered. But specifically, it could be that there's a reference over here to Areinu. That's the presentation of a person which was changed because of the tzaras of the Churban. The tzura was destroyed. The nechbodus, as we mentioned before, me'edji ermuni. Ro'iso ki omol v'kas b'yivuyoch gomoru. We turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we ask, Ro'iso, you saw that at the time of the Churban, the nations of the world who came to destroy us, they came against you with the omol v'kas, be'ivuyach, and that which you were misave, they went against you. Meforshim explain over here that this is a reference to all the psukim in Tehillim we have, that when they came to destroy the Mikdash, it was with a tremendous hatred towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was a hisgalus of sinah. In hisgalus of hatred towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they came, when they came to the Mikdash, that they felt that they were fighting against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they expressed it very, very clearly. When Titus came to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he took his sword and he ripped the paroiches. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a nes and a gush of blood came rushing out. He came with a horrific gaiva of showing how he'll destroy HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyochol in his mokem amigdosh. Ki omol v'kas b'yivuyoch gomoru. The hatred was against you. They hated your presence in this world, which was expressed through the Jewish nation and through their Mikdash and through their Mishkan. Omol v'kas b'ivuyoch gomoru. They went. The passionate anger against you was expressed when they came to destroy the Mikdash. Ravto kemoy biyad yechezkel linkoim kemoy moru. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a nevuah in Yechezkel how he'll punish the Bnei Edoim. Nasatis nikmosi, his nekom against Edoim for the destroying of the Mikdash. Re'ev nakchideim migoy amaru. See how they didn't just want to fight Yisrael to to win over Klal Yisrael, to conquer them, to win over their land, and to make them as servants. They said, we don't want there to be a Jewish nation. We don't want the Kodesh Baruch Hu to have a nation, a chosen nation. They fought against us. They didn't want there to be a nation of Hashem in this world anymore. How I'm so pained. Specifically, not only from my personal destruction, but from a destruction in the Chilul HaKedusha of Knesset Yisrael, and that relationship with you that they go against. Commander, the German general who was Achroi on the Warsaw Ghetto in the summer of 1942, when the deportations began on Tisha B'Av 1942, he wrote a letter, which it's in Yad Vashem today. It says on that letter, he writes, it's disgusting just to read the Nusach, the way he writes, how he's happy to inform his superiors how from now on he's sending off to the East 10,000 members of the chosen nation every day. The taiva of Ritzicha, and he's describing, like Pochos Vilo Yosef, what's his description there? He's sending off to the East, which his superiors knew that meant Treblinka, 10,000 members of the chosen nation. Omol Vokas, Bivuyoch Gomoru. Re'ev Nakhide Migoyomoru, Leizoch Hashem Yisrael Oid. There shouldn't be any more a chosen nation, a nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, a nation connected with Dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rei Hashem Kitzar Li, Mei Chamamoru. When we're pained, when it bothers us, that's our tikkun. When we're Misabel, on the Chilul Kvod Yisrael, which is the Chilul Kvod HaShechina, that's our tikkun. And with that, we're able to turn and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashiveinu, Sisi Shima Legoy Tzayoni, be Mashmia to the Goy, the Edoim, that nation, that which you promised. Sisi V'Simchi Bas Edoim, Ki Olayich Ta'avar Kois. Your destruction will ultimately come about and will happen. Remember Shiftam Ramos Chatzeroi, how they came and they wanted to trample my chotzer, the Migdosh, where I was close to you. Lahat Kieni. They wanted to ruin my relationship and my connection to you. They wanted to be medake me. Sisei Meshore Dvir Domamu Lahat Vieni. They were out to kill, to wipe out the Meshurei Dvir. There shouldn't be any more Meshurim, Shiras Alevim in the Migdosh. The Gemara describes to us how in the last Tisha B'Av of in Golus Roimi, how they didn't have a Korban Tomid from Shvosa B'Tamuz, but on the last day they found a Tala. And they brought that Tola as a Korban Tomid. And with tremendous Mesiris Nefesh, as the battle was going on in the Azara, they did the Shechita, and they did the Zrikas Adam, and the Leviim were Oymed Bashir. The Roimoim were out to kill the Levim or Omid Bashir. And the Levim, with a tremendous Mesirus Nefesh, they stood and they said Shir. Chazal tell us that it was a Sunday and they made a mistake and they said the Shir of Wednesday by mistake. They said the Shir of Kel Nekomis Hashem, Kel Nekomis Sofia. He knows the Shevet Oshev Gmul Al Geim. The Romans battled very, very fiercely to knock down those Levim. And Chazal tell us that they died, the Levim, in the middle of the Shir Shel Yoim of Wednesday, of Yom Revi. Before, as they were about to say the words of Yatzmisa Im Hashem Elokeinu, they managed to say the words of Berosam Yatzmisa Im, and knew they were killed. The Umas Olam, they couldn't stand. The Romans couldn't stand. And subsequently, the Umas Olam later can't either stand. The relationship that the Jews have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we're able to stand in Migdosh and say Shiras HaLevim, B'Shiras V'Tishbochos, to express our emotions of glee and Dveikus in Derech Shira. The Goyim can't stand that. The Romoyim couldn't stand that. The Umas Olam will hate us, they can't stand that. Domamul Hadiveini, to sadden me, they went out after the Levim to wipe them out. Shamat Azmoira is af heichnetateini. Hear how they prepared to destroy me with Azmoira's af, to sweep me away from Eretz Yisrael. Shochvu v'nodu chotas lavrieini. Shomu. And therefore we beg you, Hashem, toshiv lehem gmul, cause chazois panecho. Chazal tell us that on the Kisei HaKovoid there's the Tmus of Yankiv Avinu. The Pasuk in Yechezkel describes how in the Kisei HaKovoid there's arba dmuyos. Pnei Aryeh, Pnei Shor, Pnei Nesher, and Pnei Odom. The Rambam writes in Mor Nevuchim that the arba dmuyos are all dmuyos of an Odom. There's an Odom b'dmus Aryeh, and there's an Odom b'dmus Nesher, and there's an Odom b'dmus Shor, and there's an Odom b'dmus Odom. The Kisei HaKovoi, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, is his galus of his malchus in this world is through Odom. There's different types of Odom. The ultimate greatest Odom is the Odom b'dmus Odom, which Chazal tell us is exactly the dmus of Yankiv Avinu. The Medrash tells us on the pasuk in Malachi Elokim Oylim V'Yordim Boy that the Malachi Ashores, who knew the Dmus from the Kisei, and they saw Yankiv Avinu sleeping, they went down to look at Yankiv, and they went back up to look at the Kisei HaKovod, and they were amazed that it's the same face. Yankiv Avinu, the Bechir Sheba Ovois, he's the ultimate shleimus of what Adam could reach. We are Beis Yaakov, descendants of Yaakov. We are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, his galus of Kvoidei Yisborach in this world. Hanhog of Klal Yisrael, when we ultimately live our lives, the lives of a Jew, of Beis Yaakov, that's the greatest his galus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gilui shechin in this world. And that's the b'chin of Kisei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's malchus in this world is established. Kitom, Yankiv Avinu, his dmus, the dmus of Odom b'dmus Odom, the greatest dargo that a human being can reach, is chakto b'keis oifanecho. And therefore, we beg you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asay leman shmecha, and toshiv lehem gmul to the nations of the world. Ka'oz chazois ponecha, those who want to destroy me. They're going against you. Toshiv lehem gmul. Ka'oz chazois ponecha, that we should be zoicha once again to have that closeness to you, to the biroya you're upon him in Migdosh. Tirdoif lit salmoin, biroyed of tegehenem, yoyatze al tzfunecha, those who are yoyists against your chosen ones. Titein lahavhav, bring to fire, noitze pninecha, those who try to destroy your pearls. Tikra l'shakreim, kois komus, the kois atar elo that you have waiting for those destroyers of Klal Yisrael, give them to drink from that. Bepinecho, tovei kol rosim lefonecho. Who should that come to? All that charein av, tovei yol tzar asher kilonu, lemoichamos v'chemo nihalonu, ad l'chalach v'chovor. Those other, with the Aseres HaShvatim were taken to ways that they didn't come back yet. Higlonu. Zokinu bochur upsulo kvalonu. Rom habetno amcho kulonu. Schora adoinoi mehoyolonu. Eicho atzto ba'apecho. La'abeid biyad adoimim emunecho. How is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you, atzto ba'apecho, to destroy biyad the adoimim emunecho, those who believe in you, v'lo yizacharto briz bein abesorim asher birarto lebchunecho, u'bechein bitinu zchor adonoi mehoyolonu. In this capital, in this kina, Rav Lezer Kalirer speaks out HaKadosh Baruch Hu's punishment against Klal Yisrael. And each one of the pieces over here has in it a few parts. First, I'll say the Aleph Beis. It expresses HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anger and punishment towards Klal Yisrael. Secondly, as Atzta Ba'apecha, secondly, it describes who are those who destroy us. Adoimim, as we'll see in the next epistle, Geim, Hoylelim, etc. And we mention over here one of the dibrois in the Giluyei of love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had towards us. Bris Bein Absarim, Dligas Digul Derech, Viud Vesek. And we refer to Klal Yisrael in Lashonis of Chiba that HaKadosh Baruch Hu referred to Klal Yisrael. And we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zchor Hashem Mahayolan. In understanding this capital, there's a Zoyar, also in B'chukoy Sai, that says as follows. Omer Rab Yoisi. Omer Loin Kudjubrichu Yisrael. Kudjubrichu tells Klal Yisrael. Ami, Zchor no, please remember. Ma Yoatz Bolak Melech Moyov, Umanois Abilam Ben Bo'or. Vai, woe, da anon savchin, woe is to us that we scream every day b'chol yoimo, v'ga'inon, u'bachinon, and we cry, z'chor Hashem o'hayolonu, and we cry, z'chor Hashem l'vnei edoim, v'loi boi la'ashgocha alona. And it seems like HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't care, he's not mashgiach on us. Hu Omar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, Lon Bebo'u, please. Kadosh Baruch Hu asks us, Zchor no. Ein no el a loshen ba'usa. No is a loshen of bakosha, please. Va'anon li'ashgach no bei. We're not mashgiach in that which Kadosh Baruch Hu asks us. Ami zchor no. Begin kigavno, and that's why. Da anon sovchin, we scream, Zchor Hashem ha'yolonu. Schor Hashem levnei Edoim, Schor Adoscha Konisa Kedem, Zochreini Hashem Bertzoin Amecho, all these different Zchor we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'loi boi la'ashgucha alon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't show that he's Mashgiach on us. Rabbi Yehuda Omar, Vadei Kodesh Baruch Hu Ashgach Alon Todir. Avada Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mashgiach on us the whole time. V'dochilon, he remembers us. Ilav diu Ashgach Buhu B'Yisrael. V'dochilon, if not it be Mashgiach and Klal Yisrael and remember them, lo yakumun chad yoyim b'galusa. They wouldn't exist one day in Galus. Hahu d'chsiv v'av gamzois b'yoysam b'eretz oyveyem. Lo yma'astim lo yga'altim. L'chaloysim lo ferbizi itom. Kani Hashem lo yikayem. Even in the matzav of Galus, Kodesh Baruch Hu lo yavad lon k'uvdano. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't do to us like the full punishment that we deserve for our actions. Zok the Zohar over here. Kodesh Baruch Hu tells us, Am Yizchor No. Please remember. Because we don't remember, therefore, when we turn, ask HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Schor Hashem O'Yolonu, Schor Hashem Levnei Edoim, Schor Adoscha Kanisa Kedem Go'al Teshev V'Nach Lasecho, Kodesh Baruch Hu Kvyochol doesn't listen to us. And he's not Mashgiach on us. Sfarim ask, why is the Zohar we are mentioning specifically this pasuk of Am Yizchor No Mayotz Balak Melech Moyov Uman Oysim Bilam Ben Ba'or? There's many Zohar which HaKodesh Baruch Hu tells us. We have Zohar Sayyim Azeh Asher Yitzosim Yimitzrayim, let's say, or Hishomer L'chor Shmo Nafshcha Mo'oid Pentishkach Zadvor Masher Roi Necho, not to forget Chas V'Shalom Mamir Har Sinai. We're warned to remember Mamir Har Sinai. Specifically, the Zohar says that when we say Zohar Hashem Ayolonu, Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't hear our tefillahs, it's because we don't remember properly that which Kodesh Baruch Hu said to the Novi, Ami, my nation, Zohar No Mayotz, Mayotz, Balak, and Melech Moyov. What's so unique about that Zohar that that's a reason that if we remember that, Kodesh Baruch Hu will remember Zohar Hashem Ahoyolonu, and if we don't remember that, Kivyochel Mido Kineged Mido, Kodesh Baruch Hu won't be Zohar us in Zohar Hashem Ahoyolonu, Zohar Hashem Levnei Edoim. The Havana is, what's the Pasuk over there saying? Am Yizchor No Mayotz Balak Melech Moyov, Umano Yisib Bilar Ben Bo'or. Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling us, my nation, please remember. What should you remember? Remember my Ahava to you. How at a time when Klal Yisrael wasn't on the greatest Madrega? That was the same Tkufa Nebuch that we were Nichshal and Shittim with the Zimri ben Solu, Shlumiel ben Tzurishadoi, who was a Rasha. And it wasn't one of the better Tkufas of Klal Yisrael. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu tells us, even when you weren't on the good Madrega, remember my love to you. Ami Zchor No. Remember how I tried to save you. And I saved you. I mean to say, because that which we ourselves ruined ourselves through the Maisa Shittim, and we deserve the death penalty because of Elokeim Shalei L'Soin Zimo, and we were Nichshal, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Bechira Choshes. But that which was coming from something external, from Bilam and Balak, L'man Das Tzidkis Hashem, which the Gemara in Brochas describes how HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in Koyes in those days, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't allow B'Shum Ponim V'Oifen Bilam and Balak to find fault in Klal Yisrael, to see a limud choiva, that there should be something that the klala should be chalan, that Kodesh Baruch wouldn't allow at all. And the Adarabba, see the love of a Kodesh Baruch in that madrega. Klal Yisrael weren't in such a great madrega. What the idea we hear that the Zohar is saying is if we remember a Kodesh Baruch's love to us properly, we won't fall. Then, when we'll turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we'll tell him, Schor Hashem Ahoyolonu, Schor Hashem Levnei Yadoim, Es Yom Yerushalayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remember and he'll punish those who destroyed Yerushalayim. When we'll ask, Zochein Hashem Bertzoin Amecha, Pogdein Mishosecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remember us. Zok the Zohar, why? Do we daven every day and we scream and we beg, Zachreini, and we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zachar Hashem, He doesn't remember. It's because we don't listen to Him when He tells us, remember my love to you. Ami, Zachar no, please remember. If we don't remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I also won't remember you. Mida keneged mida. If we appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ahava to us, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remember. That's what the Zohar is saying. In this piyut, Reb Lezer Kalirer, he beautifully brings out this nekuda, as we just read now. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eicho atzta ba'apecho, and by our saying this piyut, it's a tikkun. We ask, La'abid bi'ad adoimim, we express who they were, emunecho. We express bituyim, giluyim of ahava. By our appreciating Klal Yisrael, who they are, we appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ahava towards us. We could be zoiche that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remember. And when we come to say Zchor Hashem Ha'Yolonu, it's with remembering who are. It's remembering the Charein Af, remembering Nebuch, Biyidei who HaKadosh Baruch Hu handed us over, remembering who we are as Klal Yisrael, remembering the wonderful Haftochas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised us, and we turn and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zchor Hashem Ha'Yolonu. Eicho ga'arto begaro secho, lagloiz biad geim ge'ulecho, ולא זוכרתו דליגס דילוג דרך אשר דולגת לדגולךו. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you didn't remember the דליגס דילוג דרך. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, there was a דליגס דילוג דרך. Rashi, in this week's Parshas Dvorim, explains how Yud Aleph Yoim, Mechoyrev, they did it in 3 days. HaKadosh Baruch Hu zahava to bring Klal Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael as quick as possible. Asher dolagto lidgolecho. That is what we know, what we refer to as Kfitzas HaDerech, and that it's miraculous journey in the Midbar to try to bring them till we nebuch were nichshal in Kibris HaTaiva, which kept us up for a month, and then we had the next slip later with the Meraglim, which kept us for 40 years. But the Dligas Diluk Derech and Lishnali Asher Dolak Dolit Golech was a tremendous Gidio of Ahavo Uvechein Dibarnu Zchayrado Ino Ima Yolonu Eicha Hagto Beheg Yoinecho. How did you express HaKadosh Baruch with Higoyoin, with your expression Lahadoif Biad Hoylelim, in the hands of who? Hoylelim, empty. Hoylelim, hoylelus. It's the reference to the Gumas Hoylelim are as hoylelim. Hamoy necho, your nation, your hamoin. V'loy zocharto, viyud vesek, veses asher viyadeto leviyudecho. You were in zoicher to us. The tremendous gilu of ahavo of the vad in the mishko. Uvechein v'koinen uad zchoyra adoino imo hoyolonu. Eicho zanachto b'zahamecho lezalzel biyad zorim zevulecho. V'loy zocharto chitun חוקי חוירב אשר חוקקת לך מולך ובכן חיווינו זכירה דוינו עם אוי אולנו איך אותו רחת בתור איך לטרויף ביד תמאים תלייך ולא זוכרת יקר ידידוס יושר אשר יחדת על ידך ובכן יוללנו זכירה דוינו עם אוי אולנו איך כיוונת בכעסך לחלויס ביד כפירים כרמרחוב לזכרתו לי לזנויח לא אילום אשר לימדתו לי לקוחךו ובכן לא הגנו זכרה דינו עם היולונו איכו מיללתו במוי עשךו למחויס ביד מוינים מנס איכו ולא זכרתו נסיאס נויצס נשר אשר נוסוס אולין סוויכו ובכן אוהינו זכוי רדוי נוי מאוי אולונו. How are you ממלל when you were מויס in us, when you expressed an hug of מיוס to wipe out ביד מוינים in the hands of those who chepper, those who speak words of pain against you and against us, Minas Echo, the nation who praises you, who speaks your praises, who speaks so highly of you. V'loy zacharto, you didn't remember for them. Nesias Noitzas Nesher, the Gilu of Ahava, Kodesh Baruch Hu, took Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, al kanfei neshorim, the Pasuk describes, as on the wings of eagle, as the Targum translates. Kodesh Baruch Hu took Klal Yisrael from being in such a low matziv, kal kanfei neshorim, Vavi Yeschem Eilai, he elevated them spiritually in ways to bring them close to him, that within 49 days we were zoichet to Matan Torah, to the greatest giluyim, that every Jew was zoichet to hear Dibros Hashem. Zocharto nesias neitas nesher, that giluy of ahava shenesos on linesuecho, v'chein nohinu, z'chayrado inoim mohoyolonu. Those who speak out the Eidus. Atem Eidai. The Pasuk says, the Klal Yisrael refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Eidus in this world. The existence of Jews in this world. Atem Eidai. The Pasuk says in the Haftarah of Parshas Bereishis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu refers to Klal Yisrael, we are Hashem's witnesses that His existence exists, that He's the creator and He is the manik of this world. The gilui of ahava of adoy adoyayim, the tuksorim that every Jew was given, asher itarto la'avodecho en mamed har sinai, uvechein oninu zecher adoyinoim o'yolonu, eicho patzto befachdecho lefager biad poritzim ploecho, veloi zocharto tzahalas tzvi tzadik asher tzofanto litzvoecho, uvechein tzoaknu zecher adoyinoim o'yolonu, eicho koroso bekriyosecho liknois biyad komim kiruecho veloi zochato regesh rechev riboisayim asher otziso lireyecho v'chein rogananu zchoy radoinoi mohoyolonu eicho shafto b'shafecho lishlois biyad shoydidim sheleimecho veloi zochato toikev taltelei toyar asher tikanto litmimecho v'chein toananu zchoy radoinoi mohoyolonu תואננו לשפוך דמויס כמיים על מה ביועים זה נשבינו פעמויים זוכי ביועסי בשלווה ישבס בירושלים רוגנתי ואתו אעדה עד חוג שמיים אעדה עד חוג שמיים עלי איתי שמיים אוי יויים מחריבי פעמיים אסו עינין מיתן רוי שמיים I will cry till the Chug Shomayim, and through my crying, I will Ale Iti Shomayim. I will arouse the crying from heavens towards me. When we are Misoinen and we are Misabel on the Churban, when we're bothered in a way that we cry, that we don't view our present situation as Chas V'Sholom as being that we can tolerate it. When we cry, we can't stand our matzav anymore. And Zochri b'yoisi b'shalva yeshevetz b'yushalayim, and we remember and we yearn to come back to that. And we cry, why al ma b'yom ze nishbinu pa'amayim roganti v'ato adel chuk shamayim, through the avelus that we have, we are ma'orer HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ahava towards us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyochel also cries. And even when we aren't able to cry, and we're a misoinein, mi'iten roishimayim, we say, halavai, that I could cry. Halavai, mi'iten roishimayim. Halavai, that I should achieve a madrega, that I should realize, I can't stand this anymore. I shouldn't be able to tolerate it anymore. That itself is a very big madrega. That when I'm misoinen miyiten reshimayim ve'enei mekardimo, halavai that I should have the sources of crying, that I should be able to cry, that my head should be like full of water and my eyes should be flowing of tears. That itself is a tikkun. That itself is a madrega. avchin bivchi. I'm avchin through crying. Yileil midbar. I realize the hate of that first night of Tisha B'Av in midbar when I didn't trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ahava to me. Evchon aleil mileil midbar mi midbar. I'm later mavchin, oy, how good our matzav was back then. And later now in the time of Churban, when I'm taking out the midbars of Golos, I say, oy, how great is the difference? Avaki iti, oy las midbar. Klal Yisrael, eshag mi etneini, bamidbar back in such a madrega of Kirvan Ahava once more again. Egda ve'noshel, kenoikev zayis, agore iti, kol b'nei bayis, through my avelus, through my being misabel, I arouse all the malachim malo, all the b'nei bayis, to be boicha with me. Egroim, I will cause through my avelus, shiyomar balabayis. The Charein Af, I will direct it towards the Umas Olam who destroyed Kal Yisrael. I yearn with my whole heart to be Mamtzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to bring him back close to me. I search for the right words to daven and to pray. Boom, through them, La'amtzeyu. To be ma'amitzim back to me. Edag, aye roye, where is my shepherd? V'lo himseyu that I can't find. Ed akoinein mi'itein yodati v'emseyu. Ehofcho v'eshapcho ko'ifon b'milai. I search for the right words in tefillah out to davin. Ehege ponim b'ponim. L'tanoi samu'eolai to express my pain and my richuk. I view the sun and the moon. I say, oi, don't shine towards me. Don't shine towards me. Ahau cheres v'sahar, sun and the moon, don't shine to me. Etzrach miyitein eifu v'kosvun milai. I'm not interested in what this world has to offer. The sun, throughout Kehelis, is always the reference. Tachas HaShemesh, as all material success. I tell the moon and the sun, I don't want you. I don't want material success. Don't shine to me. Rather, I want HaKadosh Baruch Hu's closeness to me. And I beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Etzrach, miyitein eifo v'yikosvun milai. That my words of expression of love to you should be written down, should be recorded, and should make its effect. And I do tshuva on that which I've done in the past. Oirach mishpatei goin ve'yali, oidia bibitzi umali, umlulu mazolois, the whole world deteriorated. Bekori me'ili. When the Migdosh was ripped off from me, my Me'il, the Peir, the Edus, the Mishkan Edus, and the closeness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to Klal Yisrael was my Me'il, was my Peir, was Mechabed me when it was ripped. Efa mitein shemeyali, osdak hufro aviyoino. Klal Yisrael left out to Golus when the hufro aviyoino, when the deep love and kibyocha, the taiva of love that existed between Knesset Yisrael and Kodesh Baruch Hu, when that was mufar, when that was destroyed. Ezkiro ki ayisim mechutano. Azil plogim kibrecho el yoino. Ego mi ten leyevel kayoino. Och nifsha mi kiryas oiz el tsoyo. Kodesh Baruch Hu's blessing of success was taken away from Yerushalayim, the Kiryas Oiz, to where? To Tzor. To the cities of the Goyim. Chazal tell us, Im Yer Malach Adam, if a person will tell you, Yerushalayim is built, and Caesarea, that was the Spitz city of the Romans in Yerushalayim, is also built, don't believe him, it's not true. Yerushalayim is destroyed and Caesarea is built. Believe him. That could be true. Yerushalayim built and Caesarea destroyed. That could be true. The Och Nifsha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's strength, he's viewed here as a brother Where is his koyach? Was given from Kiryas Ois to where to Tzar? The relationship between Edom and Klal Yisrael is always like Yankiv Avinu blessed him. Kasher Torid uparakta ulo mi'al tzavarecha. It's like a seesaw. If Edom is high, Yisrael is low. They can't be high unless Yisrael is low. It's a horrific chilul Hashem. Rome, all these cities are so successful, and the Shechina is begolus. Yerushalayim can't be successful when they're successful. Mimanafshach, where is the Kodesh Baruch Hu's blessing? To us or to the Koichas Hatuma, to them? And if it's to them, it's not to us. Och nivsha mikiras oiz el tzor. Ochu blimayim ba'af la'atzor. Achaz komois likzor, voy lolois livzor. Osicho miyavileini, to that city back again here, which was put into Mozor. In such a matziv, where the Umas Oilam are so successful, Nishchines and Golus, eta ole yapadni b'tzal moves. Otuza v'eshkoino ad chatzar moves. I have nothing what to live for. It's not a life worth living in such a matziv of richuk. And he migeva yichye velo yire moves. Eyolusi Hakadosh Baruch Hu, my strength lezrosi tarti chazois. Ayumosi bechol shonoi meres hi ashona hazois. The only way we can last down in golus is if we view every year, and that's the minig of Klal Yisrael, we view, and we say every year, oh, Yashona HaZois, the Gula is ototot, we're about to be zoiche, to that closeness back once again. That yearning, that's what keeps us. That closeness, that realizing that I'm not in a good matziv. I couldn't bring a Korban Tomen today. I'm not Dovung and Shechina. I don't have a Mikdosh. I don't have a Mishkon. I want to come back to that matziv. Eyolusi, my taiva, my chuka is le'ezrosi, tarti chazois, to come back to see a Kodesh Baruch Hu ponim el ponim. Again, ayumosi, and therefore I say, b'chol shana, ayumeres yashana azois, ayada la koil, I express to everyone, and I say clearly, kumuda azois, it's not because of the strong Romans, it's not because of the strong Germans. Ayada la kol kimudazois im lo ki yada Hashem osis azois. It's because Hakadosh Baruch Hu's hand is behind all of this. Ekoif lechoro ishadoi noi cheli echra lechoberech lechatel machali. I beg you should be the one to be mechatel my machalo, to be merape me. Achtir cho b'shir mishirei mechoileli achavei niten cho keochli al tishkach tzakas ariel. Eilov lego Yudov Yisrael Alfei Shinon Asher Mosareil Leimor Mi'itein Mitzion Yeshua As Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu answers, Yisrael Mi'eiz Bedrochai Lo Yolochu Azavuni V'azavtim U'miponai Mayhem Nepochu Roganti Ve'ilalti U'miyai V'libi Nishpochu Eichot Tifarti Mirasho Yisrael Yishlichu. The Mikdosh is the Tiferes of Yisrael. The whole Tiferes of Yisrael is our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch, which was through the Mikdosh. It was thrown down. From my crown was thrown down and trampled. Why did all this happen? My Nevi'im told me that that's what exactly was going to happen. V'nom, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us in advance, in B'chukosai teileichu. As painful as our expression is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, Lo motorivu eilai kulchem, choskuu olai divreichem, miyedchem hoisozois lochem. You're the cause. Don't come to me. Bila shiftai b'moyatzois ivisom. Kodesh Baruch Hu destroyed my shiftim. Uponim hister mayhem. Why? Kishor avososom. Kodesh Baruch Hu gazed and he saw the ivus hadin. He was mebala. he swallowed the shoiftim. Vayuma lovok mitrom lavisom instead chaylev v'nosati davtoch v'nosati gishmeichem beitom. Schiumois somani kilo ba'poy v'yistemeini nichumav meiro yishashuni god arum karnom v'ilum om hikzir ubeivchas cherev shorei meitzir mezeirov os bakotzir. It could have been different. This whole piyut, Rav Lezer Kalir, it speaks out. Each bias over here has it a few parts. The first part is, let's take the one we just read, Kodarum Karnom Veilumam Hiktir, the destruction that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, Ubavchas Cherev Shareim Hitzir, and it's reference to what happened, what could have been a tmuras. Sometimes we mention a specific chet, which was the cause, or sometimes it's the general, the toichecho, that it's tmur, v'yisig lochem daish es botzir, torach kashtoi v'kilo becheretz, v'chabarzel ipei lishmei eretz, protzani shloishesrei peretz, instead of tachas v'nosati shaloim boretz. Remembering all the destruction we had, isn't a proper avelus. The avelus is remembering the horrific destruction we had and remembering what we could have had. We could have had something very, very different. Hoyatzurchem umouzchem umizgabchem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was our tzur, our mo'oiz, mizgabeinu. And what happened? Hofach la'achzor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiviyochel turned to an achzor towards us. V'nilcham bochem. Hanoitzarchem, he who guarded you, richakchem, he's the one who pushed you away. Choshakchem, he who loved us, tiavchem, he was metayvos. Va'ayei havtochas, uredavtem esoyveichem. Vayach mois pinas tzedek mileyo, ki bimuski iso, mozo kol tumo. Umechabdeh hiziluho, ki dova mitumo. Bishinu, in the absolute opposite of rot chumikem, chamishomeyo. Zonach elyon kiryas moyadeichem vehebil sharichei lamidas ragleichem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us mibikesh zois. If you're coming to Mikdosh without a proper preparation, you're coming with all your tum and all your chait, as we said in this in Parshas in Haftarah of Chazoin, mibikesh zois pot vehigleichem vegomar oimer uponisi aleichem. That special haftoch of ponisi aleichem was finished. Choshav sinoi oim lukat kashishon umichel evoy leloi sodishon kito chuposo yalo kakivshon vishualu ayidogon tmu vachaltem yoshon oishon tavu nichsei roiv dei duchoni begei chamos kiniktal mechani harikam oshonim gilo yisoin mechoni visom mitoichi oimer vinosati mishkoni yoshvu memavah Akim minak meseichem biarba misoy sipil meseichem cherev rov chayov edever shichatchem kesor tzilom potz visalachti besoichem kolu leshoyt kerega holeichem ubochem nishbu moileleichem. We became our moheilelim, our enemies. They sweared in vulgar language about us with such hatred and such disgust. L'chaykchem nishpuchu nav sheis oil aleichem b'mayaschem siach ani adoinoi Eloiheichem. Why did all this happen? Because we were mayas, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us ani Hashem Eloikeichem. We didn't want that closeness. We didn't like and want that type of relationship. We wanted something different. We wanted to be like the goy. Bochem nishbu moy lelechem, and the punishment is lechikchem nishbu nafshis lelechem. Li moysom kilkul onoshivu. Little babies, little children, were dying from starvation, begging their mothers for food. Vitzur le malochav HaKadosh Baruch Hu told his malochim, who otherwise they would have begged HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have rachmonis on his children. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Malachim, Soch many shu, keep quiet. Don't ask for rachmim, for the Jewish children. Eretz HaKarmel. I brought them to most beautiful of lands. Heveisim. Vishu Ashohu. I was mishashaya them. I brought them to Eretz of Kedusha, to Eretz of Tahara. They had all the best that they could have had. Eretz HaKarmel. Visonu Moichiach. They didn't want to hear Musar. They didn't want to hear the Moichiach who told them, Vim lois ishmo, what would be the punishment is going to happen. And therefore, that's why all of this horrific toichicha, children dying from starvation, from hunger, the mothers crying, not having what to give them food. The Kodesh Baruch Hu tells the Malachim, keep quiet. Don't be melamed zchus. Don't beg rachman for Klal Yisrael. Mo'aydeich yishishayich ingurayich b'isosu. Old tzaddikim, together with the young babies, tenekesh al beis rabom, they all were trampled. Imrim al sus nonus, al kein nosu, nil eisi nisohi avaneseichem ku amosu, v'ayasrechem kenamti, as I told you, in b'chukoy saitim osu. Niviyayich tohu tarmis shov chazois, v'edrosh lisloyach, upatzti eilo zois, pititim, I sent you neviim, to try to be mefati you, to bring you back to me. Ukenegdi, and to what did you tell my neviim? Heshivu azois v'onafti. I became angry at you. V'sachti, and I said, af ani es azois the toichecho. Sofku choku shoku moinai mi befrimi mi bachutz latzmi semunai ki bnei zeidim chilulu tzfunai l'ro v'lo l'toivonom v'nosati ponai. Potzu Zaydim, lifnei mitechale. The Zaydim, they told me, who are you davening to? Am keved avoin pokad vayilei. Kodesh Baruch Hu won't listen to you anymore. He's not listening to you. Loi techaku oid oisu moifeis vapele. Don't wait for ois vapele to happen anymore. Onaf, Kodesh Baruch Hu's anger, it was aroused against you. Venosa. And as if he went away, v'noam v'imad eile. Osa v'yorem kodkoin b'nei sho'oin. Kodesh Baruch Hu, not only did he punish us, didn't listen to our tefillahs, at a time when the Umas Ha'olam, they shepherd us with the worst of shepherding, telling us, go cry, go ask your God to help you. Don't wait for another oisu my face. It's not going to happen. Vayorem kodkod bnei shoin. Kodesh Baruch Hu raised up the gaiva, the shtolz of the Umas Ha'olam. There's a horrific picture in the description in different Holocaust museums of a whole kehila of 800 Jews. The Nazis made them raise their hand for a few hours straight. And they gave them a nusach that they told them to chant. God save us. Moses, come to us. They gave them a whole nusach to say. To cry out and to call. And the Nazis, you see them over there in the pictures, it's horrific seeing the glee and seeing the kiyum of the nevuah. Kasher, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us in the Toichicha, just like I was sos lehiti veschem, so too I will be mesis to destroy you. Which Rashi over there in Pachukaisa says, "Hu atzmai einay sos, aval mesis acherim." He will make the others be happy. You see them standing there with the mocking smile, then the glee and the simcha nebach. It's horrific. The chil Hashem, exactly this. It's vayorem kodkod bnei sho'ein. How Kodesh Baruch Hu raised the gaiva of the Soine Yisrael against us. And they call out against us. Don't wait anymore for Moses to come and to give you miraculous salvations. Don't wait anymore for Kodesh Baruch Hu to send a Malach HaGoyel who come and save you. Anaf, v'nos, v'nom, v'imad eide, lo yisishmudi. Also, vayorem kodkod bnei shoin, v'domi, shikrani b'geit simoin, uv'chol shona v'shona, every year that goes by, hoisif yogoin aloid, me'eis koas v'nom, v'shovarti ez goin. The Pasuk says, In Bechukais, V'shavayt is Goin Uzchem, which refers to the Mikdash. Every year that goes by without a Mikdash is worse. The Richuk gets worse, the Yeridus Hadoris is worse, and the Chilul Kvod Shemayim is worse. We, as we get further from Mikdash, we deteriorate. That's called Yeridus Hadoris. The world on the whole, humanity as a whole, deteriorates. The further we go from the Mikdash, the worse the world becomes. Even the Goyish world is so worse off today than it was 50 years ago. There's no comparison. No comparison. There's no comparison in the world today the way it was 100 years ago before World War I. Values on the most basic level which existed. Looking back, the world is all crazy. It's becoming a crazier world. Every year that we go further from Mikdash, there's a deterioration of everything, of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on all of the different levels.
קומי דופקי ושבי על דומי ותני כאויב מארץ כאילך ודוימי מרוי שישקני והדמי וחושך הילוכי בנאום ולתלכו אימי.
The Pio tells us, noch als, with it all, דופקי, שבי על דומי, don't keep quiet in your prayers.
ותני כאויב מארץ כאילך ודוימי even though מרוי שישקני והדמי וחושך הילוכי בנומים תלכו אימי. ראי גוירו לביסו הושם לא רואים לא יס ולכס מדברו יסי דמויס ותן תקדש ברוך הוא יס. See the Mikdash, the Goyro, which you chose, Eretz Yisrael, the Mikdash, who sam leroyim laayos lekas midboris idmuyas, Goyro genuyas v'sura kenuyas, Knesset Yisrael b'shomi v'shlachti bochem eschayos, shoch v'beiluv kisei mechmor v'ein doyle, hamleim gar v'in marpe oyle, harikam oshonim omemani liskale, anushim b'vikuach v'in beile. Tikro eid oilalto alad moini. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, call the day when you will be noikim in a komo al an admoini lesachafoy lushasfoy shivosayim koini tehoim tzorai bitzeis koil meyar moini kinehem amti beriv volach kdiaf ani. אף אני לוקד ביויקש כשיקורוין, אובוסים חובש בזכרוין, לא רצי שי וגה בגורוין, איך ויושבו חבצלס השורוין.
Let's go to the Piyut Yud Aleph. ויקוינן ירמיו על יושיו.
איכו אלי קויננו מי אילוב בן שמוי נשונו היכל ידרוש מי אילוב בני חום בעברום חונו עלוב ולא יוזכו לא יסיגו מפעלוב גם בכל מלכי ישראל אשר קומו לגדול לא יקום כמויסו כמו יומי אוי מויס אבי גדול דובק בוי חיית ליצוני הדויר אשר קומו אחר הדלס לזדויר.
Chazal tell us, Yeshua HaMelech, he was 8 years old when he became Melech. He was a tzaddik, tremendous tzaddik. In his times, they came to him, they found, they were doing a bedek habayis, they were fixing the Mikdash, and they had found the Sefer Torah that was hidden. And it was opened. It was the Sefer Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu had written, and it was hidden by previous Malachim, and it was found hidden, and it was opened and it was rolled exactly to the parasha of the Toichicha. And they came and they showed it to Yoshio, that which they found. He quickly called
Chulda Neviya, and he asked her for the meaning of this find. She told him, Kadosh Baruch Hu was very upset with Klal Yisrael, and the Teichicha is going to be happening. Yoshio HaMelech ripped his clothing, and he said, the Pasuk says, Oru Asher Lo Yokim Es Divrei HaTorah Azois. The Pasuk doesn't say, Asher Lo Yikayim. Won't be Mekayim the Divrei Torah, rather Asher Lo Yokim. He won't hold it up. A person is mitzuveh to do for the Torah, to hold up the Torah. Olai lahokim. I will be the one. I'm a melech. I'm capable of being makim. Yoshio HaMelech, he brought about a tremendous isoirus of tshuva to Klal Yisrael. He brought about a madrega that Klal Yisrael was holding. There wasn't a tinoik v'tinoikis midon v'ad be'er sheva. That wasn't Boki in Hilchas Tumah v'Tahara. He brought about a tremendous madrega of Limud HaTorah in Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael came back in a tremendous, very high madrega in his time. Mimois Avigdor Leikom Kemohu. From the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, there wasn't a king like him. A powerful Moshe was a melech. Moshe, besides being the teacher of Klal Yisrael, he was the goyder geder, v'oimid baperetz. He made gdorim. He made sure that Klal Yisrael would be on the right madrega and not fall. Gam b'chol malchei Yisrael, who came and they made gdorim, there was no one like Yeshua HaMelech from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu that was so successful in bringing Klal Yisrael back. Dovak b'chait leitzonei hador. But they're still with the Leitzoni Hador in that generation that their chait was Dovig Boy, and it was a tain on him that he didn't fix them and wipe them out. Get rid of them. What was the Leitzoni Hador? Chazal tell us, Yoshio had a police force that went throughout Klal Yisrael, throughout the nation, Midon Vaad Be'er Sheva, making sure that no one had any images of Avodah Zarah. They went searching homes, making sure that no one had any images, chas v'shalom, of Avodah Zarah. That was, at that time, in Bayis tradition, the Yitzhar of Avodah Zarah was the strongest Yitzhar that they had. Yoshio's police force was specifically out to wipe out, make sure that no one had any images of Avodah Zarah. Then there was the Leitzonei Hador. Leitzoni Hador are those who are misleitzets. They're mezalzel. They make cheap that which is very to be held in high esteem. They were mezalzel in Yoshio. They were mezalzel in Yoshio's gdorim and siyogim. They made, Chazal tell us, they made images of Avodah Zarah, Achar Hadeles, Lizdor. What was Achar Hadeles, Lizdor? In their home, they made double doors. And on the doors, on the double doors, they painted images that when the doors were closed, the image of the Avodah Zarah was a whole image. But when those doors were opened, you weren't able to recognize and see at all. It was a half image, and it wasn't recognizable that it was an image of Avodah Zarah. So when the police force, checking for Avodah Zarah, used to come to the homes, they used to keep the doors open, and it was behind the doors. So when they searched the whole home, if there were any images of Avodah Zarah, there were no images of Avodah Zarah. When they left, they used to close the doors, and they had the image of Avodah Zarah that they used to worship. There was a tine on Yoshio. And it's mind-boggling to see what went on over here. There was a tain on Yeshio that he did a special service for Klal Yisrael. He wiped out Avodah Zarah, but there still was Avodah Zarah. He didn't legamrei erase Avodah Zarah from Klal Yisrael. Dovak boichet leitzonei hador. As great as a person is,
if there are things which he didn't do good, it's going to be a taina against him. As we say in the pasuk, Moshe v'Aaron b'chayanov u'shmuel b'koreh shmoi, tremendous dargis, koreh mal Hashem v'yaneim, b'amudon y'dabar aleim, shomrei doisa v'choyk nosal nomoi, Hashem elokeinu ato anisom, kel noisi ha'yis alohem. But together with that, v'noikim ala l'loisom. When they did something wrong, you punished them. In Yiddishkeit, just because a person is very, very special and he's a high madrake, it can be a Moshe, it can be a Aaron, it can be a Shmuel, it can be a Yoshio. If he'll do something wrong, noikim ala l'loisom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will punish. Klal Yisrael, there was zoiche to Yoshio HaMelech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them a Yoshio. Yoshio did a tremendous service for Klal Yisrael, bringing Klal Yisrael back. But it wasn't Shleimus. He was lacking. The chet of the Letzoni Hador was Dovig boy. Asher komu achar delas lizdor. And it was Dovig in him. Chazal tell us what happened later. The Mitzrayim came to Yeshua HaMelech. And they asked Yeshua HaMelech that they want to pass through Eretz Israel to go fight against Ashur. They wanted to have a battle against Ashur. Yoshio told them, "Nay, I'm not going to allow." Why not? What did Yoshio HaMelech care that they should pass through Eretz Israel to go destroy Ashur? Yoshio felt that Klal Yisrael is being mekayim properly in B'chukos HaTaleichu Shetuyo HaMelem B'Torah. If there wasn't a Tinoik V'Tinoikis, there wasn't Boki in Tumah V'Tahara, in the most hardest, in the deepest halachas from Don Ad Be'er Sheva, from Yeshio's point of view, they were holding by B'chukos HaTaleichu. And they were takazoichem, and sati gishmeichem b'aretz, u'shchavtei mein machrit. And one of the haftochas here is v'cherev l'savar ba'artzichem. The haftoch of cherev l'savar ba'artzichem, as Rashi brings in Yeshio Nu, is afilu cherev shel shalom. Even a cherev shel shalom won't pass through. Yeshio felt, Klal Yisrael is in such a great madrega, if the cherev will pass through, it's a chilul Hashem, it's a lack of the kium of the haftocha. He said, no, I don't allow. Came Yirmiyo Anavi and told him, let them pass through. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants them to pass through, because I have a nevuah of a sichsachti Mitzrayim b'Mitzrayim. I was mekabel a mesora from Yeshaya Novi that there will be a salvation for Klal Yisrael by making war between Mitzrayim and Ashur. And it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's rotzoin that this should happen. Yeshua Melech tells him, you might have a Mesura from Yeshaya Novi, but I have a Mesura from Moshe Rabbeinu. I can't allow it. Rabba the Rabbuch, the Rebbe of your Rebbe. Adoin kol Anevim, Moshe Rabbeinu. He didn't listen to Yirmiyo Anovi. And he told Paro Melech Mitzrayim, I won't let you pass through. Paro told him, I'm going to wage war against you. He says, I'm not scared of you. He trusted his understanding of Hashem's will, and he was willing to go to war for it. What ended up happening was that they focused, when they went out to battle against the Jewish soldiers, Yoshio HaMelech went out with them to battle. As Rashi brings, that's the derech of Malchi Yehuda. They go out, they lead the battle. Yoshio went to lead the battle. Pari told all his soldiers, don't shoot anyone, don't fight anyone, but Yoshio HaMelech. Chazal tell us how they aimed all their arrows towards Yoshio. Yoshio was hit by 300 arrows. His body became like a kavara, like a sieve, with 300 holes from arrows that were shot at him. He fell, and as he was dying, he realized that he was nichshar nechet. What was the chet? He didn't listen to Yirmiyo HaNovi. Yoshio, he was Melech Yisrael. He was G'dol Ador.
But the greatest Talmud Chacham in the generation was Yirmiyah. Many times in the understanding of the Dvar Hashem, you could have someone who's very great. But the mistake Yoshio HaMelech did was he trusted his own understanding of the Dvar Hashem. He didn't listen to the greatest Talmud Chacham in the door, Yirmiyahu, to tell him what the Dvar Hashem was. And he said, Tzadiku Hashem Kipiu Marisi. The tzaddikim who were there with him on the battlefield, together with Yirmiyahu HaNavi, they saw him as he was dying. They saw him whispering. They bent down to listen to what he said, and they heard him say, Tzadiku Hashem, Kipiu Marisi. He said, Hashem is a tzaddik, because I was choyte. I didn't listen to Yirmiyahu. I didn't listen to the Talmid Chachamim, like I should have. Chazal tell us that Yirmiyah said at the time the kina, the perek that we have in Eicha, perek Hey, Eicha Yuam Zov Atoiv. Zov Atoiv, the good gold, is referring to Yoshio HaMelech. There and then, Yirmiyah Anovi received the nevuah and he realized that Yoshio HaMelech's death is the beginning of the Churban. There was no, if Yoshio died, Klal Yisrael weren't worthy, that Yoshio HaMelech slipped, and he was Nichshal Chait, and he died. That means the Churban is ultimately about to happen. He said the Hesped on Yoshio, the 22 Psukim of Perek Hei of Eicha, Ruach Apeinu Mashiach Hashem, Asher Amarnu B'tziloi Nichye, through his tzeil, we will live, and the Churban won't happen. He realized it is going to happen. In the Schus of the Hesped of the 22 Oisiyos of Aleph Beis, that Hesped was given by Yirmiyah, and the Avelus that Klal Yisrael had, understanding what they lost with losing Yoshio HaMelech, there was Zoyche that the Churban Abayis was postponed for 22 years. There were 22 years between the death of Yoshio HaMelech and the Churban Abayis. And during that time, the Golus of the Cheresh and the Mazger happened. That all the Gdoilei HaTorah from Yerushalayim, from Eretz Israel, were taken off to Bavel. And as we know, Mordechai HaTzadik was one of them. 22 years. Those 22 years that the Churban was suspended in the Schus of the Hesped on Yoshio HaMelech, which was the Tikkun Be'etzem of the Chet of Yoshio. The appreciation of Yoshio HaMelech is the appreciation of Talmidei Chachamim. Appreciating the Gdolei Ador, the Talmidei Chachamim. And that's Schus Klal Yisrael was Zoyche, that even though there was a horrific Churban, the destruction of the Mikdash and Yerushalayim, the Talmidei Chachamim were saved. The Talmidei Chachamim during those 22 years, they went off with Yehoyachin. They were taken off, firstly, before the Churban happened, off to Bavel. The Gdolei Ador, the Gdolei Talmidei Chachamim were there in Bavel, that when the Gdolei Yerushalayim, the rest of them came, there was a basis of yeshivas, of Limud HaTorah, going on in Bavel that would promise the Tikkun and the future of Klal Yisrael. Mordechai HaTzadik, as we say in the Megillas Esther, Asher Hogloi Magoylo, Asher Golsim Michon Yomelech Yehuda. He, with the others, they were the seeds of the rebirth and the existence of Klal Yisrael in the Tkuf of Golus. And exactly that chait of being choyte, of not appreciating, of Yoshio, not appreciating the godless of Yirmiyahu Anovi, being mevatel his das to the das of Yirmiyahu, and through his hakara sachait, and Klal Yisrael being misabel on Yoshio, was the tikkun that they were zoiche, that the Talmidei Chachamim remained with them, and it was that the yesoid of the geula, and the hemshech of Klal Yisrael was through that. The Mitzrim who eat from the waters, from that which grows from the waters of Shichor, from the Nilus, Kismoy atoy va yeshu picham u mishchor va yigdal avoin va yishiv yomin achor va yidlay sholach yodoy min hachor. Zaku amoro, the amorim of Yeshiyahu were so pure. Kenom dos lahokim, when he said, alai lahokim, bitza emroso, he was mekayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tzivuy of oru rasher lo yokim, choshach ta'oroi, kineyatzu rechoikim, when he was pierced by the mitzvim, the rechoikim, bebetza, because of the chet of mayase, dos vechukim. Toivim reim nikro kisholchu malach. As the messenger was sent from Paroi Melech Mitzrayim, he said, Toivim, reim, we're friends, we're good with you. Maliv aloch hayoim leta'aloch, why should we fight? Yedei amoret domim b'maloch. If you'll cause the Jews, the nation of the land, to fall in battle. Te'onesh bibitzi es pnei piloch. Kilo amoinai leches aram nahirayim. Yoshio HaMelech brought about the death of my hamoinim as the Mitzrayim were planning a battle against Aram Naraim. Leman loitavoy cherev kol shu befraim. Because he wanted to hold back that the shvicherev loisaver baartzichem. V'loishom alachoy ze lo shuv achoy raim. He didn't listen to Yirmu Hanavi. Told himself back and not stop paroi. Ki gzeiro nigzero lisach seich Mitzrayim b'Mitzrayim. V'choy ze told him the Eidim Asoyr v'sichsachti Mitzrayim b'Mitzrayim from Yoshio, mechata istiras mizur mizuzois, from the avarice of those who had the broken doors. Chazoin anisoisa yechelu levazois, the nation were mezalzel in the nevuas of Yirmiyo. No anomim luchumoy lavzois, the Mitzrim were given permission to destroy Yoshio. Velo yehesev panov v'sof dualzois. Suru heidu adlo ishiyo vayimanu suru mot yesoit nishiyo pnei kov kikorei velo yolso lo iritiyo vayoyu ayoyrim lamelech yoishiyo oidenu oitzem einov bigev yoyno yichatzim chetz achar chetz moirim velo yichatzim tzodu vesomuhu kamotoro lachitzim vayizriku boi shloish miyois chitzim. Kalim, tzaddikim are referred as kalim because they're kal. They are light when it comes to run to do the ritzoin of their creator. Hitu acharov ezoin moitzofiu. They wanted to hear what the tzaddik Yoshi has to say in his last moments. Vad mitzui nefesh ma'asov heifiu. They try to learn from him to the last moment. Ruach sfosov hiftso mipiu. Tzaddik hu adoinoi kimori sipiu. Sisinoi kikinei za. L'shalem shoinom b'avoin bitzom katam kesem atoiv amzu b'poshom v'yichoy koin el olov yirmi yesteranim l'kina. The whole perek of kol eicho yu'am toho b'mikre echad kois migidoi l'shtois. What's so horrific is the Blessed Kaliro describes the death of Yoshia was exactly similar to the same death of Achav. Kois Megidoi, the same cup that Megidoi was given to drink, Achav. Achav was a horrific Melech Yisrael with a horrific Azus. At one point he tells Eliyahu HaNavi, there isn't a mountain in Eretz Yisrael that I didn't erect the Avodah Zorah of Baal and Asherah. Achav, Melech Yisrael, prides himself to Eliyahu HaNavi that he managed, he put Avodah Zorah in every single corner of Eretz Yisrael. There's not a hill or a mountain in Eretz Yisrael that doesn't have a Tmus Avodah Zorah from Achav. When Yoshio was killed, he was killed in a very similar way to Achav. Achav was also killed in battle, not by 300 arrows, but by one arrow, which was shot at him. He died in battle by an arrow being shot at him. Tom b'mikra echad kois megido lishtois. When the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes, there's a hester upon him. There's a charoy naf. You could have a tzaddik like Yoshio HaMelech being killed,
in a similar way to the way Achav was killed. Achav, who is the absolute opposite of anything Yeshua stood for. A man who disseminated Avodah Zarah, he spread Avodah Zarah throughout Eretz Israel. Compared to Yoshio, who did that, who brought Klal Yisrael, there was not a baby, there wasn't a child in Eretz Israel who didn't know how to talk and learning in Kotshim and Tyrus, in the most Shverim Masechtas.
B'moyed Shnas Hashmito Kego HaKelesois.
At the same time, when Shnas Hashmita, when it was time, Be'etzim, for Klal Yisrael to hear the Melech teach them Sefer Dvarim, the Melech after Shnas Hashmita is supposed to read Hakeles Kol Ha'om, to read them Sefer Dvarim, to teach them Manil Medu L'Yiras Hashem, he was killed.
Talo Be'etzim Ushtayim Meharois Shosoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited. He was toile the piroin of the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash in 22 years. Why? Neschar kisov dula yeicho besrim v'shtayim ois yois. Ois ois kin ois lubotim echoili. Eis ki shokachtim echoili. Zamo oisi ki lo ad ya ahili. V'roshati v'nosati v'nuta asholi.
Our chait was that when we had the Mikdash, when we had the Mishkan, Zamoisi kilo ad yahili. I trusted I'll have the Mikdash forever. It will always remain with me. At times of very high spiritual achievements, a person still has to be on guard and has to be careful. Individual as a nation. We can't say, hey, I have a Mikdosh, I have a Mishkan, I have a Yoshi, I have a Yirmiyah, we're doing so great. A person has to realize, if we won't be worthy, the Mikdosh could be taken away, and it will be taken away. The Mishkan could be taken away. A Yoshio HaMelech could be taken away. If we don't ultimately use all our opportunities of spirituality when we have them, the options of spirituality could be taken away from us. Klal Yisrael, they didn't appreciate Yeshua enough. They didn't appreciate the Mikdash enough. They took it for granted and as if it's going to remain with them forever. And they didn't care enough on the Leitzonei Ador. They didn't, because they trusted everything else good that they had. And they were ultimately destroyed. The lesson that we have is, when we have an opportunity for Ruchnius, don't take it for granted. Grab at it. And when you see evil, don't keep quiet next to it. And don't say, well, there's so much other potential for good going on. I'll just focus on the good. Oyave Hashem sinura. We can't let Leitzonei Ador to succeed. We can't tolerate chait. And we're not allowed to take for granted and to be casual about our spiritual opportunities.
It describes how when Titus came to Kodesh HaKadosh, into the Kodesh, he didn't just come in as a warrior gathering spoils and gathering all the gold. He came in as fighting a battle against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He plunged his sword into the Kodesh, into the Paroiches. A nace happened, and a tremendous gush of blood came gushing out of the Paroiches. What he was symbolizing by the piercing of the Paroiches, he was symbolizing he's coming to fight HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Mokim HaShechina, in the Mokim HaMikdosh. Kodesh Baruch Hu kivyochel showed, yes. Kivyochel, I am won over. Kivyochel, there's a seeming nitzachon. Kivyochel, Kodesh Baruch Hu showing blood rushing, gushing out.
went Titus HaRasha into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, took the Sefer Torah, opened it up, and on the Sefer Torah, in the Mokim HaKodesh HaKadoshim, he did a chait with the Zoyna, weiter to show a battle against Kedusha, the Spitz Tumma, Zilzal HaKedusha in the most horrific way, and he was allowed. Why? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu let him? What was HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing by having the gush of blood come out? And by allowing such a Rasha, disgusting Rasha, being mechalal and to show his nitzochen of Tumah over Kedusha. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu was showing us was the Kedusha in Migdosh is totally in our level of Kedusha. If we are not misnaig enough by Kedusha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take his Shechina away from the Mishkan, away from the Mikdash. He won't be Mashre his Shechina. Nefesh HaChaim brings the Zohar that when Titus came in to destroy the Mikdash, a baskel came out and said, Kemach Tchinot Tochanta. You're being Toichen ground flour. There's nothing left anymore. It's all destroyed. The outer shell that you're coming to destroy, it's void of Kedusha. It's void of that which is of sustenance. You're killing a dead nation. The Ruach HaChaim and the Zechus HaChaim of Klal Yisrael has been taken away from them already. It's no nitzach in yours, Tumah over Kedusha. The Kedusha was already nistalik. Kedush Baruch Hu was misalik Yishchina. Kedush Baruch Hu exactly shows us exactly that. What was the Chet Shiloi? And what was the Tokaf Soideo that we saw in the previous Payot? Kedush Baruch Hu says, yes, I'm mashing my Shechina within you if you're worthy of it. And if not, I'll take away my Shechina. I could allow not stam the Migdash to get destroyed. I could allow a Titus with all of his chutzpah, gaiva and azus, to come in the worst of the worst ways. I will allow him. If you will not be misnayib kedusha, if we as a nation, we don't uplift ourselves, we don't live the lives that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to live, of dveikus chavuka v'dvuka boch b'tayru b'kedusha, Kodesh Baruch Hu will allow and he'll bring in the tituses of the world into the mokem HaKodesh to show us, to prove to us, it's all mechulal. It's your fault. You are mechalalit. When we ask a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Schor Hashem levnei Edoim, that which they did in the Mikdash, the Nefesh HaChaim writes, it's a chiddush. Says the Nefesh HaChaim, because that the truth of the matter is, when Titus came into Kodesh HaKadoshim, there was nothing to his act. A goy who does an act of tumah, act of, has no depth to it, there's no meaning to it. Much worse, says the Nefesh HaChaim, is when a Jew allows himself to think a thought in his Mishkan Hashchin in his mind, a machshava asher lo kados, a machshava that he shouldn't be thinking, says the Nefesh HaChaim, he's doing a greater chilul HaKedusha than what a Titus did when he went into Kodesh HaKadoshim. When a Jew, when his neshama chelik elikami mal, in the mokim hashchina of every single Jew in his brain, if he allows himself to think thoughts which he's not allowed to think, he's bringing in to mokim hashchina things which he shouldn't bring in, he's doing a greater avera than Titus did when he brought in the Zoyna into Kodesh HaKadoshim. Because he's doing something which taka has an effect. He's truly being megayrish the Shechina. What Titus did, it's an outcome. Since Jews didn't do what they're supposed to do, they didn't keep their minds b'ta'aru b'kedusha, they didn't keep their eyes and their guf b'ta'aru b'kedusha the way they were supposed to, the outcome of that was that mimeili the Shechina was nostalgic from the Mokim HaMikdosh and Mokim HaShechina, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adarabah, he allowed the Titus to go in to show them. If you're megayrus the Shechina through your actions, this is what the outcome is going to be. When David HaMelech davened in Tehillim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be noikim the nekama against Edoim, al asher osa b'fnim, now which we did it in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mekabel is tefillah, and that's what we're going to daven now in this piyut, because of the Chilul HaKodesh. Because to the world it seems as if Titus did. Which the truth of the matter is, it's just the outcome of our actions. But the way it expresses itself, it's a horrific Chilul Hashem. When a Jew is garish the Shechina through his actions, it's not Nikar Bachutz. The way it's Nikar Bachutz is when Chas V'Shalom Titus is allowed into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And therefore we beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring us back in Tshuva, to bring us back close again to Him, and we should be worthy of Ashras HaShechina, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be noikim against the Titusim who destroyed the Mikdash, who destroyed the Mishkan, against those who destroyed all the Mikdashei Ma'at. And through that Nekoma, there's a Hizgalus of Kvod Hashem Yizbarach in the world, that there is a Ashras HaShechina in the world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's connection to Klal Yisrael remains intact. Therefore, we daven. Schoir asher osa tzar bifnim, sholaf charbo yubo lifnai v'lifnim, nachloseinu bi'eis kitimei lechem aponim, v'gider poroicheis ba'ala ashtei ponim. Yisoyim im giyel v'mogein me'odom, v'aymadeit kaf b'mare adamdom, me'meinu dolach v'yishkir chitzov midom, ki yotzo min habayis v'charboi melei odom. Al havo goysoi, havo is gover, and with tremendous chutzpah v'noter el yodoi, lemulai legaber. And he spoke in chutzpah dike way, saying, Mitzrayim v'chol ha'um imbom govar. Ani betoich v'uyoi in his own mikdosh, arutz eilov betzavo. Aviseinu zoro, ki ichnisu bachurov ochlo eish. Nodav Avihu, they brought into the Mishkan an Eish Zoro, which they weren't allowed to bring. Bachurov, the Bachurim, the chosen of our nation, Nodav Avihu, Ochlo Eish, a fire came down and killed them. V'zeh, Titus HaRosh Zoyno Tzoyo Hichnis, V'loi Nichvo Be'esh, Avodim Chitu B'toycho Ilabas Eish, V'alba Be'veis Eish, Mimoroim Sholach Eish, B'nafshenu Tovanu, Koitzik Leishoreis, V'somom Boni, Shait Bom Lashreis, ראינו נמק כי ישקי משורס ולא ימצא תשעים ושלשו כלי שורס נושים כשורו כיבו אוריץ בקרקע הבייס נולוב החריץ סורים לופסו בבוי פוריץ בבייס קודש קודושים צחון לא סוי השריץ בחורוב מבחוץ צגו מחוזוקים ותורו, they imagined כיוזק בשישים ריבוי מזיקים. They couldn't envision, they were sure Titus is going to come in, there's going to be 600,000 מלאכי חבול, they're going to destroy him on the spot. זקנים נבעסו, trembled כי ישו משחוקים, they saw that he was allowed, הקדוש ברוך הוא allowed him to go in. עשו יש רצוינוי והוא עשו בזיקים, as if הקדוש ברוך הוא is held in chains that he can't do anything. Shova soitein vayavoy admoin vayisavev choyvo choymo vayavei samoin lof lo evro al ninei pitzay lach luveluz ve'armoin ad kinu kitash midoik armoin al pesach harabai seichei lavoi biyad arbo roshi tafsirov lach arivoi al tzad ma'arovi lezeichar isrit boi vitzog achar kosleinu veloi rov rivo. Atoko tzavto v'irsheiso lefanois Yelodim asherim bohem kolmum Mishom lafnois Lo morog shugoyim Lo ishaat ala mincho penois V'shulchem be'eretz utz B'sholoish sfinois. Some reference over here. Kadosh Baruch Hu allowed the Umas Yisraelim to take, the Romans took three sfinois of the best of the youth of Yerushalayim. Arba miyos yelodim, and Arbamios Yilodois were taken. They realized that they would be taken to Rome for not moral purposes. They realized that they're going to be used for Aveira. The way they were chosen, they chapped very clearly what they would be taken for. They realized they were leaving Yerushalayim, a matziv of a mikdash, Yerushalayim shel Malo, ki'ush chubro lo yachdov, to be taken to live a disgusting life full of chet off in Rome. They realized what they were heading towards. They asked each other, each group asked the other group, are you willing to go for this? They said no. They heard the Yelodim, heard from the Yelodim that won't be willing to go for life of chet. They said, Allah has come and come, we can't be willing to go for a chet. But they asked each other, if we will jump into the Yam, if we'll kill ourselves, not to live a life of chet, our bodies will be swallowed up in the Yam, will we be zoichet et chiyas ha-meisim? Kadosh Baruch Hu gave them a recognition of the pasuk, Oshiv mi boshon oshiv. Mi boshon is a remez. Mi boshon oshiv, oshiv mi metzulis yom. Mi shinei aroyos and mi metzulis yom. Yes, they'll be zoichet et chiyas ha-meisim. Chazal tell us that they all jumped in. Rather die, still connected to the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, than go to live a life of Tumah and Chet off in Rome. Ato kotzavto v'yishesu lefanois yelodim asher ein bohem kol ma'um mishom lahafnois. Where were they taken from? Yerushalayim shel malo. Lomor hakshugoyim v'leishato la mincha pnois v'shilchum beretz utz b'sholoish sfinois. Hashiveinu shivu kevo b'nivchayom. All the groups between themselves, yachad limpoil bayom, shir v'tishbacha is shoyru ka'al yom. They jumped into the yam while singing shiris v'tishbacha is takodesh baruch hu, just like the Jews al yamsuf. Ki olechoy ragnu, we were killed for your sake to remain kodesh and tohor b'metzulos yom. Ki ta'oim vois bo ad nafshom kol zois bo asnu v'lo ishchachnu cho chilu l'mamoshon tigvosom nosnu l'meishiv mi boshon. Their hopes they gave to the one who will be meishiv mi boshon u'bas kol nishma'o. When their maise happened, their mysterious nefesh of showing how they yearned to be remain tohar and kodesh, a baskel came out and asked, Uro lo motishon. Tremendous is oirus of ahava. Takadosh Baruch Hu raised a baskel, brought about a baskel that called out, Takadosh Baruch Hu lo motishon. Why should it be as if you're asleep? Let's see, Kapitel Yutes. Kapitel Yutes is weiter a kapitel of Rabbi Lezer Kalirer. It's the Tziduk Hadin. Every bias over here brings out HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gilu Yavahava, what he wanted to do for us and what he did for us. But later we lost because we weren't deserving, and it's a Tziduk Hadin that we weren't deserving for it. לכל אדוני הצדוקו באויסויס אשר הפלייסו מאוז ועד עתו ולונו בוישס הפונים בבחינו אשר נצרפנו ואויסונו תיאבתו לכל אדוני הצדוקו בגוי מקרב גוי לא כחס במסויס ולונו בוישס הפונים בדויפי אשר נמצא בונו כמעשה ים אסויס like the מייסים of the מצרים לכל אדוני הצדוקו בולכו אלוהים לבדויס לא ילום ולונו בוישס הפונים בוים הוא על יום בים סוף גוי בי לא יאוב בפושום חזר תלס that they took the pestle on Micho with them through the yam לכל אדוני הצדוקו בזכר ואתם
Neidai Vani Elohim Velonu Boishes Haponim Becholfeinu Adonai Bisin Midbar Sinai Mamedot and still to mocking Mamedar Sinai Kum Asay Lonu Elohim with the Cheto Engel Lecho Adonai Atzdoko Betam Shitam Tonu Betzapichis Bedvash Velonu Boishes Haponim Biyoy Mikravnu Lefonov in front of the Engel. They were makriv to the Engel Soiles Vishemen Vidvash. They were makriv mon ולנו בויש צפוני בצל מיחו כי בוי אנחנו פוישים לכוי עדיין יצדוקו בכימס שילוי ונוי וגיבוינו ביסוינומים ולנו בויש צפוני ברשע שנמצא בונו שחובום ובום אונו נחלומים לכוי עדיין יצדוקו בשני חובוני שחובו בביצינו ונו קיומים ולנו בויש צפוני בשובינו אילך ובחולף we're begging you שתושב אילנו ברחמים לכוי עדיין יצדוקו בצ'אמי יישונו שיש Sino Kivusha Mini Shoma. The 890 years from Yitzias Mitzrayim till the first Churban, Klal Yisrael, as we mentioned here, there were things which weren't okay, which were wrong. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kivyochel, the Sino was Kivusha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Koivish, that which we did wrong. And the Sino, the punishment, he waited with Ishama. Velonu boishes aponim ketova ish chamudo is Daniel hateol yoznocho ushma. Let's see Kapitel Chof Aleph and Kapitel Chof Beis. Kapitel Chof Aleph, Arze Alvon Nadira Atoiro, is referring to the Asara Ruge Malchus from the Tanoim. And Kapitel Chof Beis is referring to the Churban HaTorah that happened in the times of the Rishonim by the Crusaders. When Misabel in the Avelus of Churban HaMikdosh and Shechina and Yerushalayim, when Misabel and all the ultimate Churbanos that happened as an outcome of that, Malka Vesora Bagoyim Ein Torah, the Pasuk says in Eicha. The Golus is not just the Golus from Eretz Yisrael. It's not just the Golus on the Churban of the Mikdosh. The Golus has in it, the Churban has in it, a Churban of a Churban HaTorah. Ein Torah. Mayones HaChochmo Arnistam. And we're not Zoiche to anything close to the Madrega of Torah, the Klal Yisrael were Zoiche. When they had a Mikdosh, when they had a Mishkan, they had the Haras Ponim. Kibor Ponach and Sat Alon Rashem Lakinu, Teras Chaim, Vavas Chesed. The Teras Chaim that we are Zoiche from the Mlam Eter Lam Yisrael is as much as we're close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're Zoiche to that Haras Ponim. Even though we have Ashir HaTorah HaZois, and that's our way that we're Dovuk in Shechina, and we can come to tremendous Madregas, but it's nothing close to what we had. If our tikkun is dependent on how strong we're dovik in Torah, if we're dovik in Torah properly, we'll ultimately, and that zchus will come back. But together with that, we have to remember that the fact that we don't have a mikdash is a reason of the churbanos haTorah that happened subsequently. Because of the lack of shechina that Klal Yisrael had in the times of the Tanoim after the churban, ultimately the Churban of Asara Harugim Malchus, the 10 greatest Tanoim, happened. Arze Alevonoi Nadiri Atoiro, Baalei Tresin B'Mishno V'Gmoro, Giboire Koyach Amoleo B'Taharo, Domam Nishpach V'Noshe Sogevuro, Hinom Kedoyshe Harugim Malchus Asoro, Val Eile Ani Boichio V'Eini Nigro. Zois is mezoche yazak v'moro Chemdas Yisrael Klei HaKodesh Nezor v'atoro Tohirei lev Kedoshim Eizu B'mizrach Amuro Yadu Goyrol Mirishoin Lachere Beruro Kinfal Goyrol Al Rabban Shimon Poshat Zavoro Yuborcho Kinik Zerog Zeiro L'Rabban Shimon Chozara Egmoy Lohor Goy B'nefesh Netzuro. And after he was killed, Rabbi Shmuel was Mizera Aroin Shoal B'vakosho Liv Koisal Ben Agivira.
He asked for permission to be Misabel on Rabbi Shimon.
Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shmuel were taken out together to be killed. And Chazal tell us the story that happened, that they each one wanted to be killed first. What was the Nakuda? They didn't want to see the Chilul HaKedusha of the other one being killed. They asked permission. Each one wanted to be killed first, not to see the Chilul HaKodesh. Rabbi Shmuel didn't want to see Rabbi Shimon getting killed, and Rabbi Shimon didn't want to see Rabbi Shmuel getting killed. So the Rosha, the Melech, said that they'll make a Goyrol. And the Goyrol fell on Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Shimon was killed first. After he was killed, immediately, Rabbi Shmuel asked for permission not to get killed yet. He had a chiyuv to be misabel on the death of the Gdol Ador, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. He asked for permission to be misabel properly, and he was given. Mizera harod, Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol shoal bevakosh livkois al ben agivir al Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Not al roisho, yunisono yal arkevoisov menoiro hatoiro. Some einov al einov. Upiv al piv ba'avo gemuro. On of Omar, he cried out, and he said, Pe, am izgaber batoiro. Pitoim niknis all of miso, mishuno vachamuro. And as he was crying, the story goes, that Bas Melech, the daughter of the king, saw, and Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol was strikingly beautiful. Disgustingly, she asked her father, oh, keep him alive for me. He said, no, that I won't do. So she asked, he says, oh, at least peel his face off, the skin of his face off, the way the Romans, Yimach Shemom, knew how to do. Peel it off in a way, when he's still alive, that he should still have his shining, the skin should still have its shining beauty. Chazal tell us that he realized the horrific punishment that he was going through. He was going to be mekabel it without screaming out a scream. When the Rosha HaPoishet, who is taking off his skin off his face with the most horrific pain, he kept quiet. When he reached the Mokim HaTfilin, Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol was so pained, not by his physical pain. His physical pain, he kept quiet. But on the Chilul HaKedusha, the Mokim HaTfilin, Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol, he had the Tzitz HaKodesh. He had the Tzitz and said, Anit Kodesh LaHashem. He was the one who carried the Tzitz Kodesh LaHashem between the Mokim HaTfilin, right in back of the Mokim HaTfilin, right next to the Mokim HaTfilin Shel Rosh. And the Mokim HaTfilin Shel Rosh, where he had his Tfilin his whole life. That Kodesh Dikim Mokim was being Nischalil through the most disgusting low-life Romans. Rosha poishet esigialim kam tefillin mitzvahs boro shimatzoko. He screamed a scream v'nizdaza oilam v'eretz espoiriro. The yesoidis of the world, Chazal tell us, were trembling. All the malachim went to Kodesh Baruch when they told Kodesh Baruch, how is such a thing possible? Zuz teira v'zuz chara. And Kodesh Baruch told him, he told Rabbi Shmuel, Yishmael b'ni, keep quiet. If you'll scream another scream, the world will be destroyed. And he kept quiet. He was mekabel the din, the chilul hakedusha be'ahava. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to be this way, I'll keep quiet. Tamoy tzchusay ledoy rois koil adoynoy bahadoro. May acharov hevius rabakivo oiker horim v'toychanon zubezu besvoro. The greatest of the Tanoim, the koyach of Lomdis, in the most tremendous way that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he saw him, he told HaKadosh Baruch Hu give Torah through him. He was able to, in the Moshelis, he uprooted mountains, and he crashed mountains between. He crashed mountains together with Toichanon Zubizu Bisvara. It's a Moshel and his tremendous Koyach, a pilpul of Torah Shabalpe. Visorku as Psori Bemasrek Shalbal Zelishtabro. Yotzan Ishmosi Beechodu Baskelam Rashrecho Rabba Kiva Gufach Tor Cholmine Toro. Ben Bobo Rav Yudo Acharo Viviu Bishivron Leivazoro. Nerag Ben Shivim Shono Bidei Aruro. Yoish Betaini Soyono Kiva Chosid Bimlach Toil Maharo. Rab Hanani Ben Trad Yinachem Makel Keilois Bitzion Shoro. Yoishev Doiresh V'Sefer Toiro Imoy. Hikifu B'chav Leizmoiro Esayu Ritzisu Bohem Ukrochu B'Sefer Toiro. Sfugin Shel Tzemer Inichu Aliboy Shel Ayom Usmeiro. Chosid Rab Yeshiva V'Sefer Harogu Am Amiro. Zroku V'Ishlichu Laklovim V'Lo Yugbar B'Kvuro. Yotz Tov Baskel Olov. שלא הניח כלום מתרס מוישה לשומרו ואחרב חוצפיס ביום עברו. His level of Kedusha was so great that אויפה פויריח on top of him when he gave shir was when he נשרף בעבל פיבקה והמדורו. צדיק רב לא זה בן שמוע באחרוין הנרג במת קירו. יוי מרב שבוס הויו זמן קידוש ויקרו ויקדש ויקרו. חרב שולפו עולו ולא יניחו בחיים לגומרו. יוסת נשמוסו בבורו אלוהים יויצר וצור צורו. He was killed in the middle of saying Vayichulu and Kiddush. He said the words Bore Elohim. He was killed there Yoitzer v'tzor tzuro. He was the ultimate Bria of Bore Elohim that Kodesh Baruch Hu created, of Nasa Odom, who was killed as he was saying Kiddush. Koheino v'choino yisifu b'nei avlo l'anois b'goro. B'skilo sreif v'erek v'chenek miyucha l'sharo. Neiseres mimeno yichla yichlo yoyses ebzuro. Chazei atnufo v'shoika atrumo tofu aryei v'akfiro. Yeiti v'adoinoi v'lo yisifu oit liyasro. Ameiz birkaim koishlo yischelek yako v'moshia beizzoro. Litzedek im loich melech yimar sholmu yimeyev leich lo yroi nisa v'nei. The next kapitel was written by the Rishonim on the Churban HaTorah that happened with the destruction of the Kehilas of Shum, Shapiro, Amarizah, and Magensa. Balei HaTosfos and many of the Mesorah of the Torah Shebaal Peh that we have was lost and destroyed. When Misabel and the Ravelus, as we'll say over here in the kapitel, Antishabov. Because the ultimate churban haTorah is because of the churban of the Golus HaShechina. All of the churbanos that we have is because of the Golus HaShechina of Tisha B'Av. And therefore, when Misabel, all of our avelusim on the churban haTorah and the churban of Klal Yisrael of all its generations, were Misabel and Tisha B'Av. Hachishu mimeni v'adabeiro v'yavoiro la'aymo. Chomos ezak v'shoig lecho sheichein shemaimo. Hetzikas niruchi v'lo yuchal edoimo. Kayoy leido efe eshaf v'eshoimo. Mispeid marese v'akoinein b'nihimo. Devrei shagoysa yitchu keyamo. Sivdi al adosi asher nitno l'shamo. Orid b'sichi v'ohimo v'koinihi orimo. Eich shovas maso isvo. Kol panim paru v'chol roish koncho v'chol zokein gduho v'al kolei v'anocho me'oz nisoyrer goy az koyrei shucho silo abira yoygeyoiz mifteche silo sayu bachura inosach b'nesicho b'roish kol chutzo is niflosom kasucho oy lelai v'tapai nechshevu ketzoin tivcho eili lo al zo is vidimosi al lecho yosfu eilai dvu יצוי נידוחו לרבוי סבכי ולהורים צבחו הילילו שומעים וזקי אדומו Erelim zu vitzak umoros foi tamrur yagdu bchavuro kol kicholo tzorok mavkiro isoynenu al adas sebzuro oleimo yikinigzuro gzeiro bchoriyaf vazam veevrov nisvadu beprishus vitaro lekadei shem agadol vanoiro vishes yochiv chizku beezro lidoveik biyirot hoiro bli kiroya lavoido zoro ולא יחוס הוא גבר הוא גבירו על פונים צפירה סטיפרו אבל עוזר הוא גבורו יסיירו לעלו עם ראש ולקרוץ שנרו ואילימו ידיברו באמירו לא יזכינו לגדלכם לתירו נקריבכם כוילו ואקטורו ונזכה עמוכם לאוירו הצפונו מיין כויל ועלומו עוז יסכימו גדולים וקטנים לקבל באהבו דין שכן מוי וזקנים דשנים ורעננים הם היו תחילו נידונים ויוצאו לקרוסו מעזי פונים ונהרגו המונים המונים ונשרבו פדורים עם פרש דוינים והואבו יש אשר היו רחמונים נבחו לחזור כיינים ויפיסו על אובויס ועל בונים ומי שגוירו לו לא לא ראשונים הוא נשחט בחל אובויס וסכינים ובחורי אלוהי תלו אמונים הם לא חרו אפור כתנינים והקלויס לבושויס שונים ולופויס בזרויס חסונים ונתוחויס בחרב וכידוינים זכרו זויס קהל הדס נבוינים ועל תחשו מערבויס קינים והספידו על חסידים והגונים אשר צוללו במים הזידוינים לזכר זויס נפשי הגומו תוירו תוירו חי גריסה כמספל שבאפורים מייבל יוחיד הסילוך ומספי תמורים אל תפסק סי משויטייך ופורסי מחמירים מלוכייך וחובלייך במים אדירים אורחי מערוכייך מישרי הדורים מפנחי צפונייך ומגלי מסתירים מי קצה בגבויס ומסתת בהורים ומי יפרי קוויוס ומתארץ שבורים מי יפלי נזירויס ומי ירויך נדורים מי ישדי דממקייך וחתו יקורים ומי ילכו עם מלחמתך ויושוב לשעורים כלי מלחמה עובדו ונפלו גיבורים אשרי המשכילים קורוקי הזיירים במנוחי שלום נוחו ישורים אוי ואבוי ושויד ושבר לנסורים ונדיבס נפש וחבולים וצירים וחיליו עיניים צלמובץ ולא הסדורים ערב אומרים מיתן ספורים ובויקר מצפים יגלר אוירים ממראי נמוי אשרים או שורים מחוץ לכוח ערב אימו מחדורים עד מו עושה תביט רואה כל סתורים קנה לתוי רוסחו אשר שרפו עזורים קלעו פרעו קרעו לגזורים כסירים סבוכים הגדילו המדורים ועל אלה תספק עדוין כל יצורים תמקום דם הנשפח כמים המוגורים משוי דניים אין כסורים מעם שווי פשע לאונים ומרירים כריחמו אוי סום בעל תחרימו הקרנו מגביע ועורימו ריד בשיחי ואימו וקוני יורימו Let's say capital Kine Chofei also on Harugei Shapiro Vermeizem against the Balei HaToisvis which we learn the Toisvis in the Yisoyed HaToir of Ashkenaz and Tzorf as we're from them מיתן ראשי מים ואיני מקור נוזלי ואבקר כל ימי סי ולילי אסחל אליי תפי ואוי לולי וישישי קולי ואתם בנו ענוב אבוי אוי ואללי וכן בוכו בחולי רב או ערב על בייס ישראל ולמד אוי כי נופלו בחורב ודמוי עתיד מייני ואין חולי שדי בויכים ואבקי מי מורי ליבו ונבויכים אבסלוסי היפו סבילודים הרק בספריהם נקרוחים ולטווח נמשוכים עוד מועצה מפנינים ספירים ונויפחים כמו איתית חוצויס נדושים ונשלוחים סורו תומי קורו לו מוי מלקורי ועל בייס ישראל ועל עמדוי נוי כי נופלו בחורב וסי רדי נדימו ואילילו ונודו ונמוכי ולחגוסה כקרו להספידו מפוז יקרו וזהוב חמודו פנימו חפודו כבודי כל כלי חמדו ריסיו קרועו שכולו וגלמודו. התוירו והמיקרו והמישנו והגודו, אנו וקוינינו זויס להגידו. היי תוירו, תלמיד ולמידו, על הימו קוין מיין יושב חורב, ועל בייס ישראל ולמדו אינו יקינוף לו בחורב. ואף הפייז לו מים דמה להגירו, והקוינין מער עלי הרוגי השפירו. בשמייני בשמיינו בוי בירי מרגויה הוקרו, מרגויה לרגויה נהפכו להבעירו. נהרגו בחורי חמד וישישי הדורו, נאספו יחד נפשו משנימו במוירו. על יוחדשים המיוחד ייחדו בגבורו, גיבוי הכריח עושה דבורו למערו. וכי הנאי ועלו מי נגבו כולם עשורו, ובמער יגוי ניבוץ בי לילך בירו. כי לא יישא הקודש הריגוסם היום בזוכו, קהל ומי זו בחונו ובחורו. גני ארץ ונקיי תורו, פעמיים קידשו שם המיוחד במוירו. ב-23 מחודש זיו לתערו, מחודש השלישי בקריאס הלל לשוירו. השלימו נפשם באבו כשורו עמו עליהם בבחי אלי לחשרו, כללי כסר על ראשום ליאטרו, ועל הדירי קל מגנצו אדורו, מנשורים קל ומהרויז לסגב, רוישלימו נפשם על יוחד שם הנוירו, ועליהם זנגת שבר אשורו, על שני מקדושה יסידום קיום ורורו, ועל חובו ישמעת מקדשי ומדרשי התוירו. בחודש השליש בשלישי נוסף לדאבוין ומאירו, החודש השנפח ליוגן וצורו. ביואי מתנדס שסיברתי לישרס, רבייה מניסינוסו כמו יחיינוס חוזרו. עול צולול אמורו, אם למקוי מדוירו, אם תיקו ונער תיקו, ועל דויר שור וחויקרו. לעמדיה ושוינאו, בישוין כמו אוי בוירו. סימונו על אבבכם מספיד מר לקוישרו, כשקולו הרגעו. גוסום לסבל ולסאפרו כשריף אז בייס אלוינו האולום והבורו והבירו כי אין לו יסיף מויד שבר וסברו ואין להגדים זולו צילחו תחס קיין היום לביוס יאויר הרו והספידו ואילילו ואבקה בנפש מורו ואנחוסי כובדו מבויקר ועד ערב על בייס ישראל ועל המדינו כי נופלו בחורב. We say over here, סימנו על לבבכם to be soifed in a mispid mar, in a bitter hespid. Kishkulo harigosom lis abeil ulis apro. Kisreifas beisel keinu haulam vaabiro. Chazal tell us, shkulo mises tzadikim kisreifas beisel keinu. The death of tzadikim in its tragedy is shokul like the burning of the mikdosh. Klal Yisrael are zoiche when we have tzaddikim, when we have Talmidei Chachomim dwell within us. The dwelling of Talmidei Chachomim in Klal Yisrael, that is the Hashras HaShechina that we still have in Klal Yisrael. As long as there is Loim Dei Torah, Betaharo, Pikdusha, we have tzaddikim, we have Talmidei Chachomim in Klal Yisrael, that is the existence of the presence of the Shekhinah within Klal Yisrael. When Talmidei Chachomim are killed and are taken, the destruction of the Mekoymes Halimud HaTorah of Klal Yisrael, it's Shokul Keneged, Shreif Asbeis Lekeinu. And we have to be Misabel. That's why on Chochem Shemes, there's a Chiyuv Hesped, and Chas V'Sholem, if someone's not Misabel properly on Chochem Shemes, he's Roy Lekov Roy Chaim. He's not worthy of remaining alive. Chazal were very machmir and a hesped of a Talmud Chacham. And when a Talmud Chacham is taken away in a tragic way, it's a simen of a charein af, of a punishment, and it's mechayev to be misabel. ועל אלה אני בוי חיו וליבי נויים נהימויס ואקרו לה מקויני נויס ולחחו מויס אלי ואליו כולו מימויס היש מחוי ולמחוי לדמויס מחוץ לשקל חרב ומחדורים אימויס חללי חללי חרב מוטולים ארומים וארומויס נבלסום כסוכול חייס ארץ ולבי אימויס יוי נקי משסייבו אלומים ואלומויס מטעתים במוי מיני ומרבים כלימויס אי אלוי הימו יאמרו צוחסו יובו יד מויס Yavoy v'yoshia v'yachzir nishamois. Chasin yom mikomoy choneisi alumois. Tech shevissesapak v'loisach kochemois. Bemor ilai maligai im Elohim hu yorev. Ad beis Yisrael alamadoinoi kinoflu b'chorev. Eini eini yor domayim kinepach leivel mishirer. V'ugovi lekol b'chim ilofig ulekorer. Miyon udli u'imachzik lisoyrei chemo biyotso v'sar mizgoyrei. Acholani amomani atzara tzirer. Shibar atzmoy say zirer umfarer. Silo kol abira yatabur v'ashorer. Et yom zor v'in levorer. Makosi anusho v'in masilum zirer. Al kino marti shumeni v'amarer. B'bchid imosi alechi litzorei. V'al beis Yisrael v'al amadoinoi. Kinoflu b'chorer. Let's go to Kine Lamed Vav. The Kines from Lamed Vav on change in their theme. While till Kine Lamed Vav, basically the Kines are avelus on everything that we lost in very fine detail. The later kinnis are kinnis, which together with avelus, but it's kinnis which express a tremendous yearning, ga'aguim, for the geula, ga'aguim for that which we lost, and ga'aguim for that which we will get back. The ultimate tachlis of the avelus of the 3 weeks, the 9 days, Shavua Shechal, Bay, and Tisha B'Av, is to bring a person to proper Isoirus, to be Misoirer, to appreciate that which we lost, and to yearn that which we want to return to. That's why the kinis end with all these kinois of the Rishonim, which have in a tremendous yearning. Let's say Kipitl Kine Lamed Vav, it's a kine of Rabbi Yehuda Alevi, Kipitl Tamidir the Rimigash. It's a kin of yearning of that which we lost, and that which we will come back to, and a yearning to come back to it. Tzioin aloisi shalil ishloim asiraich dor sheishloimeich v'myeser adoraich miyom u'mizroch u'mitzafoin v'seimon shloim rochoik v'koroi v'siim mikol avoraich ושלוים אסיר תקווה נויסיין דמוב קטל חרמוין ונחשף לרידתום על הרורייך לבקאויס אנוסייך אניסנים. When it comes to cry on the pain of Tzioin, the pain of Knesset Yisrael, אניסנים, I'm like a tan who's able to cry and cry and cry. ויס אכלוים שיבס שבוסייך, and when I dream about it, שיבס שבוסייך, I'll be like a kinor, like a violin, to sing your songs. Libi lebeis el, my heart goes out to the house of Hashem. V'lifnei el mo'od yehme, v'lemachanayim chonigei toiraich. Shoma shchino shchunoloch, v'ayoytzreich posach l'mul sharei shachak shoraich. וכבוד אדוני לבד, היום אוירך, ואין סהר ושמש, וכוי חווים אוירייך. When a person properly yearns, דבקוס אין שכינה. וכבוד השם לבד, היום אוירך. We yearn to the day when the כבוד השם will be our light. ואין סהר ושמש, וכוי חווים אוירייך. We don't view anything physical. Any material light, sun, moon, stars, ach! This is light. That's light. It's nothing. We can't view materialism as anything worthwhile appreciating in any way. Kvod Hashem hayaloch, the pasuk says, la'or, and that's our yearning to come back to that. אבחר לנפשי להשתפך במקוי מאשר רוח אלוהים שפוכו על בחירייך עד ביס מולוכו ועד כיסא כבוד איל ואיך יושבו עבודים עלי כיסא זכבירייך מי יתנני משויטת במקוי מויס אשר נגלו אלוהים לחויזייך וצירייך מי יעשה לי כנופיים והרחיק נדוי דוניד לבשרי לבבי בין בשורייך אפוי להפיע לירצייך וארצה עבונאייך למויד ואחויני נספורייך אף כי בעומדי עלי קברוי סבויסי ושתוימים עלי חברוי מבחר קבורייך הרו עבורים ואויר ההור אשר מויו שנום שני אוירים גדולים מאוירייך ומאוירה מאוירייך ארנן מוישה חיי נשמוי סביר ארצייך וממויר דרוי רבקה ספורייך ונויפס צוף נהורייך ינם לנפשי הלוי אורון ויוחף עליך ווי שממו אשר היו דבירייך במקום ארוינך אשר נגנז ובמקום קבורייך אשר שוכנו חדרי חדורייך אוגויז ואשליך פרז ער נזר וכוי זמון חילל בארץ תמי יועס נזירייך איך ירב לי אחוי לושסויז ביסך זה כי זכבו הקלורפים אס כפירייך אוי איך מור יוי ממסוי כלעיני בוי דרה בפי עורבים פגרי בשורה קויס היגונים לאט הרפי מעט כי כבר מולוך סולי ונפשי ממרירייך איך איס אזכרו אהלו אשתך מורייך ואזכור אוהל ליבו ואמצא אשמורייך ציון כליל עשי יויפי אהב ובוכן אוי דדי למויד ובו נקשרו נפשו יש חבירייך הם אסמיכים לשלבו סייך והכויבים על שממוי סייך ובויכים על שבורייך מבויר שיבי שאפים נגדך משתך אבים איש ממקמוי עלי נחרייך שורייך את ראי המוינך אשר גולו ונספזרו מהר לגיבו ולא שוכחו גדירייך המחזיקים בשולייך ומסמצים לאלויס ולאחויס בסנציני תמורייך שינור ופס רויס היה ערוך בגודלום ואם הבלום ידמו לתומייך ואורייך אל מי ידמו משיחייך ואל מי נביאייך ואל מי לביאייך ושירייך ישנב יחלייף כליל כל ממלוכו ישראליל חוסנך לא ילום לדור ודויר נזירייך יבח למושב אלוהים ואשרי אנוש יבחר ויקרב וישקוין חצירייך אשרי מחכה ויגיע ויעירה עלויס עיריך ויבוקו עולוב שחורייך לרויס בטוי ואז בחירייך ללויס בשמחוסייך ושובייך אלי קדמו נוראיך קינו מם א' קינו דה מראמי רוטנבורג מם א' מם א' זה קינו מראמי רוטנבורג גדול תמידי רבי נוחיל מפריס. He was mechaber this kina and Sefer HaTalmud, which he saw and experienced in Paris. The Sefer HaTalmud in Paris, with the yeshiva of Rabbi Yechiel Paris, was the ending of a tkufa of tremendous of what Limud HaTorah in Sarfas of the Balei HaTosfos. Rabbeinu Yechiel Paris had a yeshiva with hundreds and hundreds of Talmidei Chachamim Muflagim, which was the tremendous culmination of the whole tkufa of all the Balei HaTosfos. After the Sefer HaTalmud, at that time, was because the gzera was that they weren't allowed to hold Sifrei Gemara in Sarfas after that tkufa. The yeshiva of Rabbeinu Yechiel continued with hundreds and hundreds of Talmidim. They learned Baal Peh for the next 18 years. Ultimately, they left, and they came to Eretz Yisrael, 300 Balei HaTosfos.
and shortly afterwards, Tsarfas, shortly, 20-something years afterwards, the Jews were expelled from France, and the whole tkufa of the Rishonim, of Chachmei Tsarfas, was over. At that tkufa, Marami Rutenberg left later, and he went to Germany, and he established Americas of Torah over there, which later was also destroyed, and his Talmud Rosh escaped from there to Sfarad. Golus HaTorah went from there to Sfarad. But in that Sreifas HaTalmud, which was the ending, that was the Gzeira that basically ended the glorious Tkufa of the Tkufa of Balei HaTosfos, the Marami Rutenberg wrote this Kina. And Kivyochel, Marami Rutenberg writes the Kina as he's asking the Torah HaKadosha, who was burnt in fire, to beg and to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the sake of Klal Yisrael, and the sake of the Lomdei HaTorah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring us back and have Rachmonos on us. Shali, Srufa Ba'esh, L'shloim Avilayich, המסעבים שחוין בחצר זבולייך, השויפים באפר ארץ והכויבים המשתויים ממלאים מוקד גלילייך. הולכם חשיכם ואינוי גב וכויבים לא רימום, עליהם אשר יזרח ועולייך, ושלוים אנוי שננוך בויכה בלב נשבור, תומין מקוינין על היציריך ועולייך, וייסוינין כסנים ובנוי סיינו, ויקרו מספר דמר בגלולייך, איכו נסונו באש אוכלו, תעוקל באש בשור, ולא ינחבו זורים בגח עלייך. אדון עדינו, אותי שכנו ברוי ושקט, ופני פרוחי, הלוי כיסו חרולייך. תשב ברוי וגאבו, לשפוט בני אל, בכל המשפטים, וסביב בפלילייך. אוי תגזור לשריב דס אש וחוקים, ולכן אשרי שישלם לו גמולייך. צורי בלפיד ואש, לעבור על בעבור זה נסונן, כי באחריסייך תלהט אש בשולייך. סיני, העל כן בכל בוחר אלוהים, ומואס בגדולים וזורח בגבולייך. להיויס למויפס לדוס, כי תתעמת ותרד מכבודו, ואין המשול משולייך. משה למלך אשר בוכה למשתה בנוי, צופה אשר יגבה כנעת במילייך. תחס מעיל תסקס סיני, לבושך בשק, תתה לבוש על מנוס, תחליף שמאלייך. אוי ריד מויס עדיו כנוכל ויגיעו לקברויס שני שורי אצילייך. מוישה ואהרון בהוי רהור ואשאל היש תוירו חדושו בכן ישרפו גלילייך. חוידה שלישי וקשר ערבי להשחיס חמדוסייך וכל יפי כלילייך. גודל אלוחויס ואוי שינו ביוולטוי נשרויב בו ישדס הזה תשלום כפילייך. אתמול לנפשי איך יערים לחיקי החוין אחרי רויס יאשר אוספו שלולייך אל תויך רחיבו כנידה חס וצרפו שלל אליון אשר תימאס לא בואי כאולייך לא יעידו למצוא דרך סלולו אחי או יואב ולא יסנסיב יוי שום סילייך יומתק בפי מדבש למסויך ממש כדמויס ולרגלי יויס כבול כבולייך ירב לעיניי שוי ממי דמואי עדי כלו לכל מחזיק בכנף מילייך אך יחרבו ברידתו מעליך חויי עבור כניך מורך חמאי לנדויד בעולייך לוקח זכור כספוי הולך בדרך למרחוי כבימוי עלוי נוסוץ לולייך ואני כשחול וגלמוד נשארתי לבד מהם כתוירן בראש הער מגדולייך לא ישמע עוד לכל שורים ושורויס עלי כי נתקו מסחי תופי חלילייך אלבש וסקס בסק כי לימוד יוקרו עצמו ככל ירביון נפשו יזחל עולייך את ממוהויד על מוהי ראיון מאשר יזרח אל כל אבל יחשיך אליי ואלייך זעקי בכל מר לצור על שברוינך ועל שברוינך ולו יזכוי רעבס כלולייך חגרי לבוש סק עלי העברו אשר יוצתו לחלק וסוף סועס צלולייך כי מנוסייך ינחמך צור ויושוב שוב שבוס שבטי ישורון ויורים אש ולייך אוי תעדי בעדי שוני וסויף תקחי תלכי במוחוי וצלי במחוילייך יורום לבובי ביסורי לא ירלוך ויגיע לחושכייך ויוירו אף אלייך.
Itzion v'yoreho Kemo isha v'tzireho V'chivsulo chagurasah